Is this us? We're next.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Tell me when.
Los Angeles. A Cumulus Media Station.
I think right. Now.
Oh, okay. 95.5 KLOS of Rock of Southern California. I'm Fraser Smith. Welcome to the Fraser Smith Show. Thank you. You guys need to get out more. Hey, before we get started tonight, I want to thank our friend Full Metal Jackie for another buzzer-beating episode of Whiplash, or maybe I should say buzzard-beating. I checked Jackie's brackets for March Madness. She's got Ozzy winning it all. Always a safe bet. You know, his what's the nickname of his team? The Bats? PTB, baby. All right, check it out. Whiplash every Sunday night from 9 to 11 here on KLOS for the best in hard rock and heavy metal. Because it is, ready, gang?
Whiptastic.
That's right. Ask Dick Vitale. Hey, look who's here. He's the former point guard for Trump University. He's the king of the Tex-Mex guitar. He wrote and directed the hit musical Cholo on a Hot Tin Roof. He played Bean in the animated series Pinchy and the Bean. He originated the Me Too movement, first calling it Yo Tambien. He once dunked on Mini-Me and lived to tell about it. He was accused of stealing Frances McDormand's Oscar last week at the Academy Awards. He's known around town as Your Friendly Orkin Man, and of course, in spite of hating the game of soccer, he is the coach of Your LA Galaxy. Here he is, folks, the great Mel Garcia.
You know, it happens to a lot of people, but I actually paid Pinchy, not Bean. People get confused.
Like, okay.
You know, it
right.
happens. Yeah.
I wouldn't really. Yeah. No. Okay,
just,
that's great.
I don't know anything about that
Never
Academy.
Never watched that show, but you, yeah, you say you don't. But
just don't go to my eBay site. I'm
all
just
right.
saying
okay.
don't go there.
Okay. I think we know what happened there. All right, and I think a jet ski is also missing, if I'm not mistaken. March Madness is upon us, Mel. Who's your team in the tournament? Do you have one?
No.
Didn't sound like it. Okay. UCLA made it in, though.
Okay, UCLA.
That's your team,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, yeah. It is. I know it sounded like, 68 teams? I at least start paying attention more like when it's under like 16, something that I can mathematically keep up with.
Right. Well, yeah. It's not the UCLA of old.
No.
Remember when they just...
The John Wooden days are long gone.
Never been repeated, I don't
even think. When Kevin Love was there. I think that was the last time they were really...
Yeah.
Kevin Love.
Yeah, they've had a storied history, but not so much. Well, we'll see where they go. Yeah. You never know in this tournament.
Yes.
My team, Michigan, we're playing Montana.
Aren't they like favorite or something?
Well, Michigan State, I think, is.
Oh,
but
that happens to you a lot.
Up there, too. Yeah, it does. A lot of people think that's my team. Anyway, I'll be moving to Montana soon to become a dental floss tycoon.
You know, that's you always plan. Wanted to do that.
You my just, plan.
You know.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Tiger Woods is back in the spotlight.
Such a dreamer.
This weekend. He shot 9-under, came in second in the Alpo.
Cool.
Was it the Alpo? No, Valpo Championship.
Close enough.
Close. And congrats to Tiger. He's back to putting it in the hole again. Well, I guess I shouldn't say it like that. He's back in the mix, which is nice to see. I could do my old joke, Mal, but you we'd be fired again.
Right,
so
well.
Better not do that.
The FCC
yeah.
has rules.
There is that. You're right. By the way, I was opening for Dr. Ken last night.
Very cool.
Sold out.
Long Beach
Laugh Factory, yeah. Man. It's a big room. It was an amazing show.
Beautiful place, actually. I love all the wood.
It's beautiful, and it was awesome to see the lines around the block in the rain down in the LBC. Hangover fans turning out to see the doctor operate.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, live, man, and very, very good show, man. A lot of fun, a lot of drama,
yeah.
as always in the LBC.
Very good.
Last night,
I went to go see Gary Puckett in the Union Gap.
You did, really?
With my dad, yeah.
How big is that gap now?
I don't know. Well, it was. It's funny because he was talking about how he used to do Vegas with Ike and Tina Turner and Red Fox, and apparently Red Fox always got his name wrong. Red Fox.
I can imagine that. I can only imagine. All right, look who else is here. He's the board op from the future. He's the Texas Tornado, the self-proclaimed MILF magnet, a.k.a. Kid Cougar. He is the star of the Oscar-nominated Three Board Ops Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
According to his bio, he likes puppies and long walks on the beach. And here he is, the white Bronco himself, Mr. Mike Fox.
Oh, I got to love those puppies.
Fox,
oh,
who's your team in the tournament? It's you're UT, right?
UT, yeah. My old man and I love that team.
You're playing Nevada.
Oh, baby.
Should be able to beat them, I would think.
I hope
did you get in on the KLOS office pool?
I did not. No, they got that going before I even heard about it.
But you were at the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank event there on
Friday at Bar Louie and Tustin. Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. It was fun. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank fans came out of the woodworks, as always. They're always really
They have
cool.
the best fans, don't they?
Crazy.
Those fans
awesome.
Are wild and crazy, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we have a great show for you tonight, guys. Our friend from the Sports Gods show, Dave Smith from NBC Sports Radio. He'll be walking across the street to KLOS. We're right across the street from NBC Sports to talk March Madness bracketology. It's going to be exciting. Can't even say it.
Not that angry derelict has something to do with it.
I'm just hoping that wasn't Dave. And we also have showbiz guru Barry Katz stopping by with his industry standard report. Always interesting, always informative, too.
Yes.
Just ask him. And he is the Tony Robbins of show business. Johnny Hardwick, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
The comedian and voice actor who played Dale Gribble on King of the Hill. Love that character, man.
So complex. I loved him and Bobby. They were great characters.
Just a great show.
Yeah.
So it'll be great to have him on the show. Also, Don Barris and the Ding Dong Gang. Catch them Monday nights, 10 p.m. at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. They're coming by. Apparently, our boss, Keith.
It sounds like you're reading a ransom note when you do that. I'm just.
Well, guess what? This is another thing I'm upset about. Our boss, Keith, has invited them to go with him to Vegas next week for March Madness. I didn't get my invite. Did you, Mel?
No.
We never get invited. And it's our show. Anyway, they'll be going. And they're coming by here, too, tonight. And our friend, comedy promoter extraordinaire Jay Davis will be stopping by with a very special guest tonight.
And
you want to stick around
up.
For that? Jay Davis doing a lot of stuff. He's the new booker at the Tonight Show. I mean, at the at the Laugh Factory. So you better be nice to him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And this is the Fraser Smith Show, brought to you tonight by Me Too Malt Liquor. It goes down smooth, but comes right back up. And by Honky Donkey Dogs, they taste just as bad as they sound. And, of course, by Uncle Slappy's gluten-free Pop-Tarts, they are slap-tastic. 95.5 KLOS, it's your rock of Southern California Fraser Smith Show. Oh, man, give me some credit. Oh sorry. 95.5 KLOS, rock of Southern California Fraser Smith. Fraser Smith Show. Thank you, both of you. All right, so great show tonight. Johnny Hardwick's coming on, man, from King of the Hill.
Yes.
Dave Smith is here from NBC Sports. Got to find out about the bracketology. It all went down today. It's going to be exciting. That tournament is exciting, even for people who don't like sports. You know, at our old station years ago, KLSX, remember Heidi and Frank were there too?
Yes.
And Bob Moore.
I think they're stalking us, but anyway.
Yeah, probably, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Bob Moore's our old boss from over there.
Oh,
and Kathy, his assistant, used to, she won every year. She won 3 years in a row, the office pool.
Yeah.
She didn't know anything about basketball. She would just fill out, she wouldn't even look. And she won.
I know.
Every year.
Rigged.
Yeah. All right. You're right. All right. Coming back, Dave Smith, NBC Sports, Fraser Smith Show after this.
KLOS.
It is Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Fraser Smith on the Fraser Smith Show. Joining us tonight, Stormy Daniels. And also Johnny Hardwick is going to be here, too. The exterminator with the cheating wife. And we have Summer Ants. I love Dale on that show. So joining us right now, though, is from NBC Sports Radio, also a former sports god, Dave Smith.
Always a sports god. Thank
always.
You, Fraser.
That's right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Once a sports god, always
That's
a sports
right.
god. You're right. How's Joey doing?
Oh, he's doing great. He's going to be coming in a couple of weeks and do an hour with me in a reunion show on the air. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
You guys were awesome, man.
Oh, I had the best. Yeah. We used to come in and do segments with us. We loved it.
Man, I was a big sports god fan. You guys were terrific. All right, it's bracketology time, Dave. And as LeVar Ball's former coach.
that's a true story. People think you're joking.
I just think it's so awesome that you were his coach in high school. What high school?
Canoga Park High School back in the late 80s. LeVar Ball, since he was 15, I coached him from 15 to 18. He was my power forward.
Unbelievable. How was he?
He was a great athlete, not a great basketball player. Great athlete, about 6'5", 230 pounds, chiseled, could jump out of the gym.
Was he annoying back then, too?
Smart ass. I love messing with people, good sense of humor. He hasn't changed a bit over the years.
But could you beat him one-on-one?
Yes. You see, that's the thing. He says he could beat Michael Jordan in his prime, and he's never lost a game on one-on-one in his life. I used to beat him all the time after practice. He's lying.
That's so funny. I love that, man. All right, it's time for the tournament. Everybody loves the tournament, right?
You know, in college basketball now, it's pretty much a one-month season, just March. So this is it. This is what we all look forward to.
Yeah, and, you know, we were saying always the people at the office pools win that don't know anything about basketball. You know, I was mentioning Kathy, Bob Moore, my old boss at KLSX's assistant. She won like 3 out of 4 years. Didn't even look at the sheet. She just blankly filled it out and won every time.
I won 3 years in a row the booby prize. You know, the person who finishes last in the office pool gets $50. I won that 3 years in a row.
Well, at least you got 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you have another story about somebody that...
Well, my ex one time, I brought a bracket home. She'd never watched the basketball game in her life. She filled it out in less than 2 minutes. Man, didn't even care. Georgia Tech, a 12 seed, she had in the Final Four. I said, are you crazy? They made the Final Four. She won $800. There you go.
Should have listened to her on more things, I think. Yeah. You know. All right, so this year, all right, who's the favorite? It's kind of a wide-open field, right?
Yeah, you got Virginia and Xavier both being number one seeds, and Villanova and Kansas. Virginia's the overall number one. I would imagine they're the favorite, although I don't think they're going to win the whole thing. But I think this is one of the things the committee got right, getting the number one seeds, one of the few things they got right.
Okay, and who do you think? All right, so Arizona looks pretty good to me.
I got a feeling about them, Fraser. You remember that, you know, that ESPN story that came out accusing their coach, Sean Miller, of offering $100,000 to a recruit, and they said they had him on wiretap, which turns out now probably not to be true. So he saved his job. He's coaching again. Arizona won the Pac-12 tournament, and they got DeAndre Ayton, the 7'2 kid from the Bahamas. So
is he the best player in the country?
Yes.
He is?
I got a feeling about this team.
Wow. Yeah,
chip on their shoulder.
They look good. They won the
Pac-12. Yep.
Yeah, they won that. UCLA sneaked in there.
Wow.
Yeah, they're playing St. Bonnie.
Yeah, they're in the play-in game, you know, the last four in. They're one of the 68. I can't believe USC didn't get in, Fraser.
Well, what happened there? Why didn't they get in?
I have no idea. They won 23 games. They finished second in the regular season. They went all the way to the Pac-12 finals and lost to Arizona. And Arizona State, who went 8-10 in conference and finished eighth, gets a bid. And USC, who won 12 conference games, doesn't get in. It doesn't make any sense.
That's wrong. That's
wrong. It's wrong, yes.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Now, it will never be like the old days, though, the wooden era, right?
You know, it was actually harder to win a national championship back then because, remember, back then, Fraze, only the conference champion got a bid. If you finished second in your conference, you didn't get in.
Ah, that's right.
I was reading, in 1971, UCLA was number one in the country. USC was number two in the country. USC went 24-2. Their only two losses were to UCLA. Number two team in the country, and they didn't get in the tournament.
Wow.
They didn't make it.
Wow. Yeah, it was tougher back then. How many did Wooden win?
Ten. Ten in 12 years.
No one's going to do that,
no.
Right?
Ever. No. No
right.
way.
Now, was it tougher? Back then, you know, the players would stick around, though.
It was easier to win once you got in back then because there were fewer teams in, and they didn't move teams around. You had to stay in your own region. But it was harder to get there because if you didn't win your conference, you didn't get in.
You didn't get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This year, going back to this year, other good teams would be, Michigan State. I heard a lot of people picking Michigan State, but I'm a Michigan fan. I think Michigan's got a shot.
You're Wolverines, Fraser.
They look good.
They're the hottest team in the country. They won nine straight. They won the Big Ten tournament. They beat Michigan State, right?
Yep. They beat them, and they beat them during the season, too. So
And they beat Purdue in the final.
Yeah. So I don't know, but they've got a lot of guys were picking on ESPN were picking MSU.
That's amazing. They're a three seed, and everyone on ESPN picked them to win the whole thing tonight.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. Do you see a Cinderella team?
Cinderella, would you consider that somebody not seeded 1-4 or 1-5, Fraser?
Yeah.
I like Houston a lot. Houston is a number six seed, and I think they are in, if I'm not mistaken, they're in the West. I'm not sure. And bringing back the old Phi Slam Ajama days, this is the best team Houston has had since then. Kelvin Sampson is the coach, Fraser. If you remember, he used to be Washington State's coach in Indiana and Oklahoma.
Right.
He broke so many NCAA rules, they gave him a five-year ban. So then he's finally back this year. Now here he is again with Houston with 26 wins.
I love the guy. Anybody's banned that often.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, Houston could be the...
I like them.
George Mason of...
it could be. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Or Butler.
Yeah. All right. Back in the day, Alcindor, of course, Kareem was called Lou Alcindor. Back then, that was his name. Walton, how good were they? How would they do today?
Oh, are you kidding?
They dominate,
right? Yeah, they'd be the two best players in college basketball today. Kareem's the best. He's the best high school player of all time. He's the best college player of all time, and he's the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And Bill Walton is the second best college player of all time.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I feel that same way. And Alcindor, you couldn't stop him.
Oh, yeah, he was so good they had to change the rules. They outlawed the dunk because after his sophomore year, he was dunking on everybody, and they said you can't dunk anymore just because of him.
Wow. Wow, that says a lot right there.
That shows you how good he is.
All right, so who's your pick?
To win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Before the season started, I had Kansas winning the whole thing, and I'm not going to change now. I like the Jayhawks a lot. They just won the Big 12 championship, and I think Kansas is going to win the whole thing.
Wow. Well, they are good. Bill Self.
But I love your Michigan Wolverines. They're the hot team right now.
You know what? I like hearing you say that, and I like their coach, and I do think they got a shot. All right. Now, one other team we mentioned that should have been in, St. Mary's. They beat Gonzaga.
On the road.
And they had a great record. How come some teams like that don't
get it? I don't get it. 28 wins. They beat Gonzaga on the road, and they don't get it. Yeah. I've long been a proponent, Fraser. I think, you know, the SEC got eight teams in, and another conference got the ACC got seven teams in. I would cap it at five. If you can't finish in the top five, you don't get in. And spread it out, and the St. Mary's would have been in. Middle Tennessee State, East Tennessee, they would have all been in. They don't. And that's the problem with these postseason tournaments, Fraser. You have a great year. At these conferences that only get one team in, you have one bad night, losing your conference tournament, now you go. The season's over.
That's too bad. That was funny. Middle Tennessee State, remember, or Middle Tennessee beat Michigan State.
Yeah.
A couple years ago in the first round.
Absolutely. They had 25 wins this year. They won over two and a half months, you win your conference, you figure you're the best team, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
One bad night in the conference tournament, now they're in the NIT.
that's not right.
It's not right.
No. All right. Other sports stuff real quick. Lakers looking pretty good.
That was a fantastic win tonight over the Cavaliers.
Watch
blew them out.
Yeah, they really did. And Julius Randle looks great. Is he going to be a star?
He's blossoming into an NBA star. 36 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists tonight. He's becoming such a good player. If they sign two max free agents this summer, maybe Paul George and LeBron or DeMarcus Cousins, whatever combination, Randall's got to go. They got to sacrifice him. I'm now saying, Fraser, they should only sign one free agent this summer, re-sign Randall, and maybe sign a free agent next summer. They can't let him get away.
You know, that's smart thinking. You're right, because this kid's a star.
Oh, and he got
Jack Nicholson to come out. I hadn't seen Jack there at a courtside in a long time.
I haven't seen him in years.
Right?
And Lou Adler right next to him. It's like the 1985 again.
Yeah. And then Money Mayweather right there.
Yeah.
Do you see it? Yeah. All right. One other thing. Tiger Woods taking care of his wood. He is back.
How about that? He had a putt on 18 today. And if he made it, they would have gone to sudden death. And it was like a foot short. He almost made that thing. But it's great to see him back and playing well again. And now the Masters coming up, Fraser.
Yeah,
this could
man.
Get interesting.
Oh, I love it. I love seeing Tiger back. All right. We want to thank you. I always love having you on the show. Dave Smith, NBC Sports Radio. Plug your shows, please.
I am on 6 to 10 Pacific time every Saturday and every Sunday night at NBC Sports Radio. You can go there, NBCSportsRadio.com, or it's also on Sirius XM 205.
All right, buddy. Great to see you. Say hi to Joey, and good luck with that Sports Gods reunion. Also, I know you're going to stop at Trump's Tacos for a confefe carnita or something.
I'm getting a deportilla right on my way home.
There you go, bro. All right, 95.5 KLOS. That's Dave Smith, NBC Sports Radio. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses on the Rock of Southern California. That is Night Train. Fraser Smith Show, and joining us right now, this guy's very talented and a fun guy. I loved his character on King of the Hill. Johnny Hardwick, what's going on, man?
Hey, Fraser. Good to be here.
I gotta love Dale, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was down at Venice Beach today, and there was pocket sand as far as the eye could see. It was like a tail grill, Rusty Shackleford in heaven.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Great show.
Well, thanks,
bro.
Rock
and roll.
Yeah, we're rocking, man.
Yes.
And, you know, I know you're from Austin, or at least you live there now.
Yes.
And that's a music city. But you were saying you'd like to see a little more rock going on there instead of the blues?
Yeah, we're trying to. I got a group of friends out in Austin. We're trying to get it more rock and roll. Try to get it away from the blues too much.
Good for you.
Rock and roll's.
Well,
Austin's a little too blues centric. So.
Right. Some great clubs there. Though, right?
And, I live over by the Continental Club. That's one of the classics.
Yeah. And they've got the festival going on, right?
South by Southwest going on right now.
Yeah. Now, you came out of there, and when you started doing stand-up comedy, I didn't know that you were a comic. I was reading up on Google, and which is what I do now.
Yeah.
I spend my entire day on Google.
Everything's so factual on the Wikipedia.
Yeah. But did you start doing stand-up in Austin?
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, Dallas, yeah. Austin, all over Texas.
Uh-huh.
And there's a place called the Velveeta Room in Austin that we used to play a lot. And used to walk down there and play. And that's pretty much how I started. It's still there.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, but Austin's got a huge comedy scene right now. I mean, it's just fantastic. There's open mic nights everywhere, and it's just great. And there's a lot of great comics there right now.
Are there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's our friend? It was Steve Trevino. is our friend from Texas, who such a good comic. We know a bunch of the Texas comics, actually. There, a lot of them are out here now.
Yeah, they are.
Raj Sharma's out here now. Raj is a great comic, and he was just on our show. So you started out the stand-up, and then if I read it correctly, you were playing at Laugh Factory out here when Mike Judge and the guys came in and saw you. Is that true?
Yeah. I think it was either the Laugh Factory or the Improv or something like that. Yeah. Greg Daniels was there.
And Greg
who
Daniels,
had started
yeah.
the show, and yeah. he said in his notes, it said Johnny Hardwick, and it said probably not his real name. That's what he wrote on the notes. Yeah. But yeah. I happened to come in, and I was talking about, I was doing a bit about my dad yelling at us for leaving the door open and letting all the air conditioning out and trying to air condition in the whole state of Texas and some deal with a weatherman coming on going, you can see the cold front starting here at Johnny Hardwick's front door and covers the entire state of Texas. And it was basically I was talking about Hank Hill, you know. It was just complete serendipity that Greg Daniels was there. So he hired me on as a writer, first of all, and then the voice.
Man, that is so awesome. And was Dale an original character, or is that something you guys came up with as the show started?
Well, Mike had drawn him and had come up with the idea that he's this conspiracy guy and all of that. And
right.
I provided the voice. So, and I was just trying to do a guy who kind of thought he was Jack Nicholson or something, but he just wasn't cool at all. So,
yeah.
You know.
I love that character so great. Did you know guys like that when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
come up to me that are like that all the time, or they know people like Dale.
Right. They probably come up to you and say, I know this guy, but it's really them that's like that, right?
Yeah. Well, the great thing about it was he had come up with the idea of this guy being a conspiracy government guy, and now turns out he was right. That's the big Dale Gribble meme on the, if you look
Dale
up Dale Gribble
right.
memes. Yeah. Dale was actually right the whole time.
That's pretty funny. Speaking of Nicholson, he was at the game tonight. I hadn't seen him at a Laker game in a long time. He was at the Cavaliers game, courtside.
Who won?
Lakers won.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Lakers are looking pretty good right now.
Yay!
Now, King of the Hill, so you had a really long run. It was just a great show. And Mike played Hank Hill.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And Boomhauer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then your wife was great on there.
Yeah, Ashley Gardner was Nancy. Yeah, she's awesome.
Ashley was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a cast.
Shug.
All right, we're gonna
amazing cast.
Oh,
yeah, that
man.
Was so lucky. And then guest stars every week.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, great guest stars.
Really,
and you became a producer on the show too, right?
Yeah, I was a writer producer guy on the show, and got to learn a whole bunch of stuff about Hollywood.
Well, great show, and Dale was right. We're coming back. Johnny Hardwick's with us. Fraser Smith Show after this. It is the Rock of Southern California. Fraser Smith Show. Joining us right now is comedian and voice actor Johnny Hardwick, and he was Dale Gribble on King
Hello?
Of the Hill. Dale, how you doing, buddy?
Squirrel tactic.
What is the latest conspiracy that you're vibing out there right now?
The relationship between the Russians and the NRA is a good one.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
I know you're on top of that.
Yeah.
You going to play something for us? You got your guitar out?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear something?
Yeah.
Here's a little something for, this is good. This goes out to one of our favorite people here. Here comes the sun, Donald Jr. Here comes the sun, and I say, he's alt-right. Little Donald, it's been a long, cold Russian winter. Little Donald, it feels like years in just one year. Here comes the sun, Donald Jr. Here comes the sun, and I say, he's all right. Little Dino, The Heil's returning from his bases. Little Dono, it seems like years of leering rears. Here comes a son, Dono Jr. Here comes a son, and I say, he's all right. There's more.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Seems like years and years. Yeah. I love that.
He's all right.
He's all right.
That's really good, man. Really funny.
Yeah, I do some stuff in my act, and I'm putting together kind of a 2020 election tour, I hope, with a bunch of comics and doing a bunch of topical stuff. And
good idea.
See who's running then.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's a great idea. Do you have the, can you play the King of the Hill?
This thing?
Yeah, the theme.
Wait.
Classic.
It's that beginning note.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one, man. Very good. Very good. Johnny Hartwig.
Thank you.
We thank you, man. Now, are you going to hang around one more break with us, please?
I'll hang down one more.
All right.
One more.
Good.
One more, Fraser. Thank you so much,
my good friend. It's great to see you. We're glad you're here. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. It is the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Fraser Smith on the Fraser Smith Show. Joining us, Johnny Hartwig, the actor, comedian, and voice actor, and he played Dale Gribble on King of the Hill, one of my favorite characters. Just a great
Thank
character.
You. Oh, That's yeah. right. You're listening to 95.5 Fraser Smith on KLOS.
There you go. And I loved your songs. The songs were great, man.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, very good. All right, now you're in town. Living in Austin, but you're in L.A. This week pitching a show.
Pitching a show
Tell
with my partners.
What's your show?
Scott St. Louis and my other partners out here are pitching it's an epic TV series, futuristic animated spaghetti western, World War III rock and roll television show called Trailer Metal.
Love that title.
Yeah, and it's set in like a futuristic, occupied America where they've gotten tired of elections. They don't trust them, so they pick a new president every year with this sort of talent show. It's kind of like American Idol or something, you know. So we get a new president every year, and the new one wants to start World War III, and that's how we start our show. So it's about a band that travels around and does gigs through occupied territory.
I like that. I like that idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
And we're going to have, like, guest bands on every episode that get blown up and things like that.
Sure.
They're
all going to want to come on and get blown up.
And then we go on a big tour after the first season airs, like a real tour.
Like an actual tour.
Yeah, we have a band. Scott has a band called the Ditch Bank Okies out of Clovis, and they're playing Trailer Metal. So there's a real band, actually, that we're animating. And then I got all the guys from King of the Hill to agree to do voices in it and everything. So,
man, you can't miss with that.
Exactly.
That sounds fantastic.
Right?
And I like the idea of the tour, too. That's cool.
Yeah, and we're going to merchandise the hell out of everything.
Sure.
And we got like Trailer Metal comes up with a song that makes marijuana grow faster.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So we actually will merchandise that actual song and stuff.
If you could only merchandise the actual thing, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
They
merchandise
the
Trailer Metal weed and
yeah.
all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's a fun project. I'm working with the Randy Kubizak and J.B. Cook and Kevin Booth and some people. But Randy Kubizak's our animator, illustrator, and his stuff is just fantastic. So we're all real excited about it.
Man, that sounds like a really good idea. I wish you the very best.
Thank you, Fraser.
Yeah, that's terrific, man. And can you give us some Dale Gribble quotes before you leave?
Oh, yeah, I can give you some of my favorite Dale Gribble lines if you like.
Sure.
Let's see. Okay. How about this one? Shove a wasp up your nose,
or take a shower in Bill's bathroom. They want me to wet my pants from fear, but they're too late. It was, after a month of eating cockroaches, you will be begging for Gerbster. Gentlemen, the crap has literally been scared out of me. Here's one that I don't think you can do anymore. I was looking up these quotes. That Tammy's quite a dish. Frankly, though, I think my Nancy has a nicer can, Hank. Do you think Nancy has a nicer can than Tammy's can? Huh? My wife's can vis-a-vis your wife's friend's can?
I don't know if we can get away with that
anymore.
It's too
bad we can't do that anymore, because that's a good one. That's great. Johnny Hardwick, you are an awesome man. We thank you so much for coming by.
Shh.
And I wish you the very best on your show, Trailer Metal.
Yeah.
Let's get that on the air, man.
Thanks so much. Be looking for that, Fraser.
All right, I will, my friend.
Great show, man.
Oh, thank you, buddy. You're welcome anytime. Anytime.
Thank you.
All right, there is Johnny Hardwick. And it is the Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, that darn Sheena. She's a punk rocker now. Fraser Smith Show, that's the Ramones, 95.5 KLOS. Joining us right now, the king of show business. No one really represents show business better than this guy, the great Barry Katz. There he is, guys.
All
come on.
Right.
Come on, man.
Holy Moses, the clock is ticking.
It is.
What a big show you got
today.
Well,
it's a big show, but none bigger than you, my friend, the great Barry Katz. How are you?
I feel great tonight. I love this place. I just saw... This is unbelievable. We got Jeremy Piven in the back there about to go on. I feel honored to open up for him.
Well, you are his opening act tonight, Barry Katz. And we just had Johnny Hardwick on, who is from The King of the Hill.
Incredible.
And Barry Katz now with us. And Barry, I had a question for you. Jeremy's going into stand-up a little bit here. He's such an amazing actor, and now he's trying stand-up comedy. And Johnny Hardwick was a stand-up comic, and he went into voice acting, you know, on King of the Hill. Talk about that transition of going from being, a stand-up to an actor or vice versa.
It's a really tough transition, honestly, if you don't, you know, let's face it, how many people have different skill sets? Let's say sports. How many people can run the 100-yard dash and swim the 100-meter freestyle effectively? Very few. I mean, it's a different muscle. It's like there's a reason why Jeff Ross does every roast.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, it's because he's great at roasting. Second of all, it's because there's very few people who are great at roasting.
Right.
It's a different muscle. You can't always do it properly, and some of the greatest comedians in the world could never do it. And the same with stand-up. There's a lot of actors who try to do stand-up, and a lot of them fail. The good thing about Jeremy, that what he has going for him, is he's an extraordinary actor. So he could act out pieces really well, and he could do them really well. And if he has the poise, he's got live theater experience, he's going to be able to have a great shot at it. It's the ones that don't have it, see Ernest Thomas and people like that, where they don't really have that, and they go out and they try to do it. Or John Sally, who I love, who's a great athlete, but just, you know, it's a different muscle.
It's tricky, yeah. It's tricky.
And if you don't mind, I was really inspired seeing Jeremy in there, and I wanted to share something that it's different from what I wanted to talk about tonight. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
If I have a few minutes. So for everybody listening out there, one of the most oldest sayings in acting is there are no small roles. There are only small actors. And I can't tell you all the times in my career where a client has said to me, Barry, what are you doing? Why are you setting me up for that? This is like three lines in this. It's like two scenes. I'm a lead, Barry. Don't put me in this. Don't do that. But if you remember Marilyn Monroe, was it The 7-Year Itch, where she was in it for a little bit, or Charlize Theron in 2 Days in the Valley, where you just were blown away.
A lot of times it's the smaller parts that you remember, sure.
And one of the things that Jeremy, who's got amazing acting training from his mom, who is an incredible acting guru, one of the greatest in the world, comes from a lineage of that. When he got Entourage, people don't remember this. The pilot for Entourage, he was like the sixth lead. He was 6 out of 6. He had, at best, if he had 3 minutes out of the 28 and a half minutes that was on that show, It was a miracle. And he looked at it like most actors would never go in on that. They'd be like, listen, I'm Jeremy Piven. What are you doing sending me this? But he knew, he saw the little piece, what he could build it into. And if you remember that pilot episode, like I do, and I was just backstage with him, and this amazing scene at the end where the guy tells him that he's not going to do what he wants him to do, and he's got the cell phone in his hand, and he mocks almost throwing it out the window. With no words, he gave an Emmy-worthy performance, and he knew right then and there that this guy was going to not only take this show, he was going to steal the show.
Yeah.
And he won 3 Emmys on that show, and he's one of the greatest actors in the world, and it's because he took a chance and took the smaller role, knowing that if he did extraordinary work and he worked harder and longer and was more prepared than everybody else on that set, he would take it and people would take notice, and they did.
They sure did. It became Ari's show in a way. I mean, he's such an amazing job on that character. Well, Barry Katz, once again, you've hit the nail on the head. You've done it again. That's why you're the king of show business. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Please tell us about your wonderful podcast.
Yeah, Industry Standard podcast. Subscribe. It's free. It's an amazing resource. I've interviewed everybody from Kevin Hart to Dr. Phil to David Copperfield, president of Netflix, Ted Sarandos. This week, Jay Ferguson, the lead on the new CBS hit show, Living Biblically.
Great guest.
Going to his lowest lows. I mean, this guy was ready to take another job somewhere outside of show business, and then everything came together. It's an amazing story. He's a great guest. Check it out.
Those are always the greatest stories. And thank you once again. There he is.
The guru, the king of show business.
Barry Katz.
Thanks,
Barry. And kind of let the cat out of the bag because Jeremy Piven will be joining us along with Jay Davis.
So much for secret.
Here they are, the Ding Dong Show guys. Oh, Don Barris.
Another great introduction.
Well, I did give you a big plug earlier in the show saying that you're on.
Did you?
Yes, every Monday night at the.
Well, we have some.
Comedy store at 10 o'clock.
All right. A couple things, real quick. Keith wants us to talk to you about a few things before we go on.
Our boss, Keith?
Yeah. Our boss. I'm glad you said that. Hey, can I just ask, is there any way. Do you have that song Firestarter by The Prodigy? That might be a good Ding Dong Show intro tonight.
Yeah.
You get ready to do this, and I'm just going to tell you this.
This is my script.
Okay, yeah. This is your script just for the intro. You got to do something to keep us going. And I'll say this. I spoke with Keith the other day, and we listened on a loop of all your introductions of us, and he doesn't feel you put enough heart into it. So,
really?
Yes. Okay.
Firestarter, but I got you Led Zeppelin.
Okay, we'll do that, whatever it is. Go ahead. Hit it.
All right. All right, Keith Cunningham and KLOS present.
Hold on, stop. Can we start the song again? I'll explain why. Let the music play a little bit. Let people get into the music, for God's sake.
Okay.
There's somebody playing music. There's a disc jockey over there playing music. Let him get a little glory.
Right, okay.
I'll point to you when I want you to go.
All right.
And start the music. A little louder. Let's rock this place up.
Come on, let's rock.
Come on, people. Who likes to have sex?
Yeah. Keith Cunningham and KLOS present the Ding Dong KLOS Radio Show, starring your host, CEO of Simply Don, the podcast network.com, Don Barris.
Hey, guys.
Along with Mary Jane.
Hello.
Stardust.
Ruby.
Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo.
Your brother.
Schizo Surfer.
Yeah, surfs up.
And our 13th President of the United States, Millard Fillmore.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. Oh, there you go.
I'm your announcer, Fraser Smith, and help me, Mel. I believe our ship is sinking here again. Wow.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take off the
last part.
It was terrible. Let me do the last part here.
What?
I'm your announcer, Fraser Smith. Help me, Mel. I believe our ship is sinking. Try it again.
Okay. All right. Are you going to cue me or just... Okay.
And just take it from there. Go.
Help me, Mel. I believe our ship is sinking.
Okay, that was great. All right, let's turn down the music in the best.
All right.
I want to know who's the most valuable person in this radio show, you or Mel?
Well, I would have to go with...
Is Mel awake?
With me, because Mel's asleep.
Okay.
Right now, over there.
All right, I wanted to say a couple things because we have very little time, but I do have a big announcement to make. First of all, I don't know if you guys heard it, but Donnie the Tiger has to be taken to the zoo. Now, for those of you that this is...
The pet tiger that our boss gave you?
And he named after me, right. Yeah. And what he did, he loved that tiger a lot, but it ate one of the dogs of the neighbors.
Oh, no.
So they've now collected him. He is going to be going to a zoo. I don't know exactly where. So what he wants to do, Keith has been trying to push us, and I don't know what's going on with this show, because he thought this would be perfect for us to take over. But for some reason, they're going to keep you for the time being. Yes, Mary Jane.
Hey, thank you.
But it was so adorable when Donnie, the tiger, Keith would put his head in his mouth and Donnie would just lick him. It was so adorable.
I'll tell you this. That Keith, you guys, have you ever seen him with the tiger? Yes or no? No, you haven't.
But I heard he was taking you guys to March Madness in Vegas.
Oh, you heard that? Yeah. Well, let me tell you this. There's been a little change of plans. Yeah, I'll tell you, because there's a change of plans here. What Keith wants to do, because he wants KLS to put us on a show, because that's what he really believes in, he may be quitting KLOS.
What?
He's going to manage us, Ding Dong Show.
He's doing a great job here.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a wonderful job, and it'd be a terrible thing to lose him. So maybe they should give us a show. That's all he cares about.
Okay.
But he may be taking us out on tour. And I want to make an announcement right now, and this is no joke. Tomorrow night, Monday night at the Comedy Store, did you tell him what time the show starts?
Yes, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. This may be the Ding Dong Show's last show.
What? Why?
We're going to talk about it tomorrow night, and what Keith wanted us to do is to just make that announcement. He wanted you to kind of ask questions, but if
I'll be glad
what
to.
Why is
no,
not really a good
I
question.
Ask I'll ask real questions.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Mary Jane, what's going on here?
As the official producer of the Ding Dong Show, I have no comment. Thank you for your question.
Thank you. That's all we need
how
to
about,
do.
How about
what Stardust?
Stardust? Do you have any?
I just got back from Vegas. I have no comment.
Wow. Okay, Skits?
No comment.
How about Millard Fillmore? Push the spider monkey farm.
Welcome to Millard Fillmore's spider monkey farm. I'm Millard Fillmore.
Okay, that's enough. All right, right there
wow.
you go.
Okay, well,
all
I
right.
really... Okay.
Well, just so you put this in perspective, this show has been going on at the Comedy Store since 1992.
That's why I can't believe you're ending it.
Tomorrow night may be the last show. We're going to have people there, and we're going to talk about it, but I think it may be the last thing.
Hmm.
One of the things that's been said by Keith... Okay, you really show a lot of concern.
Okay.
If you cared at all, you would have pushed the hell out of this constantly, but you don't do anything. Mel's never come there.
Yeah, Mel.
Mel, remember when
we... At least I went to the show.
Remember when we wanted you to be the unicorn, and you didn't come?
Yeah, he didn't do that.
No. No, you didn't.
I felt bad.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't feel bad.
All right. Well, listen, there is a real possibility that Martin Scorsese may be taping this, directing the whole thing. I don't know if you know this. He did The Last Waltz.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Marty, you got to get in touch with us if you're going to do it or not, because tomorrow is the day. Now, we came here because Keith, you know who Keith is in love with. If I pointed at him, I'm pointing right now to Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo.
Uh-huh.
He really believes in his heart that this guy should be on American Idol.
Wow, well, yeah.
And if it's okay...
Keith's got some connections there.
Is there any way that what we could do... What did he say anything to you about this?
He did mention that he thought he could get him a tryout. In fact, he thought he could bump him up to the finals. He knows everybody there.
You can't just bump somebody up to the finals.
Keith can. He's got a lot of power in this town.
What is Mel sleeping again?
Yeah.
All right, why don't we do this? Could you introduce his song?
Okay, Tennessee.
This is his new hit song, Rehab, so if you could.
Here's Rehab by Tennessee, and it's going to be coming up soon on American Idol. Hearing it first here on the Fraser Smith Show. Okay, sorry.
Make Mel dance. Make Mel get over here. Get over here. Long damn intro.
It's a long intro, man. Yeah.
I'd rather be at home today. I ain't got 90 days. There's nothing you can teach me.
This may be our last appearance here.
From is
what?
I didn't get a lot in class, but I know it don't come. go to rehab? I said, no.
Sing it, Tennessee.
Yes, I've been black, but when I get back, you'll no. I ain't got the time, and then my mama thinks I'm fine. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no.
Wow, not bad. All right, Tennessee. Nicely done.
Is there any way that they probably have callers shooting off the rocks right now? Is any callers want to talk to Tennessee about the song?
Doesn't look like it. But,
okay.
But anyway, good job.
Well, anyway, listen, this may be our last appearance because if Keith wants to take us on the road and we do end the Ding Dong Show at the Comedy Store, we got to make some money, and I think Keith can do it. So it might not, we might not be here next week. Oh, look at Mel, how happy he is. Yeah. Oh, because all the light shines on us, Mel. Yeah. Nobody talks about Mel on this show. It's
they
all
don't.
About the Ding Dong Show.
Reason.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Hey, guys,
bye
really,
bye.
Don't go away, man.
Thank you.
All
good
right,
evening.
Goodbye, Mary Jane. Bye, Stardust.
95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. Frazier Smith Show. Well, the Ding Dongers. Well, we got them out of here anyway. Somehow. That was something else. And joining us now, our old friend Jay Davis, the top promoter in all of show business. No one really promotes shows better than
Jay
Davis.
And I promote my sleep, bro. I'm just always promoting. My phone just continues to ding, 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 ding. I'm just always promoting.
He actually does better work in his sleep.
Well, probably.
That's true.
Probably true. Yeah. Look at him now. It looks like you never slept. You are... just bugging out as always, man.
I know, man.
Look who's with you. Got a special guest. Please introduce
him. Listen, a good friend, great actor, and, you know, he got into comedy recently and is killing it. And I'm getting him on a lot of my shows, and it's been a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you
great.
Very much.
A legendary actor. This guy is one of the best actors.
They're just reading off a script.
I did write this all down off of Google. I Google everything.
I love it.
But you are a very talented actor, and we all loved you on Entourage, and 3 Emmys in a row.
Yeah.
In a row, man.
And
Does
actually,
that ever happen? It never... Wow.
Yes. Actually, Bryan Cranston won 3.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
He's done a
kind
of a nice job.
He's pretty amazing,
too.
Yeah,
he's a genius. And I just got to tell you, I have never been so challenged and have never had more fun in my life. I've been doing stand-up for about a year, and it's interesting because the last show I was doing, you know, we'd film 12, 14 hours, and then I'd run over to the Laugh Factory or anyone that would have me, and I'd get up and do a 15-minute set, and I don't even know exactly why I was doing it, and now it's all making sense because it's just it's so much fun. And the community has welcomed me, which, you know, it's interesting. People have this view of stand-up comedians that they have to be tortured, and they don't. They can be brilliant and really decent people. And because I'm an actor and because I've been taking notes, you know, and have to assimilate them and make it happen at the speed of light, everyone's been so kind to me, and they're, you know, giving me notes, and I'm getting better and having a blast.
Well, you are really picking it up fast, you know, and it's a hard thing to pick up fast, but you have picked it up faster than anyone I've seen. And I think that's your tribute to your talent, and your acting skills come into play a little bit with this, don't they?
Well, I mean, it's such a huge variable. I mean, I've crawled onto the stage when I was 8 years old. My parents have a theater called the Piven Theater, and I remember coming home as a kid and to watch cartoons, and we had been robbed, and there was no furniture, and I was kind of freaked out, and I went to my mom, and I said, I'm trying to watch cartoons, and what happened? For the love of God. And she said, no, we're using all of our furniture for the set. We're doing Chekhov's The Seagull. And literally, I grew up in a theater family.
You literally grew
No, I'm not making that up. Like, and literally,
we're going to shoot dinner.
Basically. Yeah. I mean, they would use, you know, they asked me when I was a kid, what do your parents do for a living? And I swear to you, I said, they steal shoes. Because my mother would use all of her clothes for, you know, all the plays and whatnot. So it was a very amazing upbringing. People think that I'm this kind of white, privileged, rich Hollywood agent. They thought it was a documentary.
I think you are Ari.
Exactly.
That Entourage was a documentary, basically. But I come from this theater family, and I had a blast, and I've been doing theater my entire life. And I really feel like, and I'm not just saying this, that all roads have led to stand-up. Because, listen, people don't realize how difficult it is until you get up there and do it. Because one of the places that I was doing it is Second City. And I've been doing sketch comedy and improv my entire life.
Sure. Yeah.
I started with a guy named Chris Farley. I don't know if you remember.
Back in the day. Yeah.
That's how old I am.
One of the best ever.
One of the best ever, and God rest his soul. And Second City was just an incredible blessing, and I had a blast. And you're doing it with other players, and so you're bouncing off other people. And now it's you and a mic alone. And it's just all you, and no one's editing it, and it's thrilling, man. I'm having a great time.
Man, that's so great. And you know, I've been working with Tim Allen a little bit lately.
I'm sorry about that.
I know. And I knew you were going to say that.
You did. And you paused for me. Thank you.
I'll let you jump in there.
Yeah, thank you.
But you know what? He does the same thing. He was on the set of his show.
Yeah.
And then he would just race over to Laugh Factory.
But he was a stand-up first. And
That's true.
Very prolific stand-up.
He's a very good stand-up. But his assistant told me, she said, he's only happy. The only time he's happy, he's always angry, about this didn't work out or that didn't come together or whatever. But then he gets to the stand-up and he gets happy on stage.
Yeah.
It's a release.
It really is. We were a bunch of comics were sitting around talking the other night, and that was the consensus with everyone that's out there doing it have different options on what to do creatively, and everyone comes back to this. I think because it's like literally jumping out of a plane, it's incredibly scary, and at any moment it can go wrong.
Yeah.
And even if it goes wrong, then you can steer the ship back. And, last night I did three sets, and I'm telling you, man, it was like my artistic bar mitzvah. It was just, I became a man. It was like, it's a grad, like, I feel like a graduate student. It's getting better and better. And I'm just going to, I'm lucky enough to get up Wednesday night, the Long Beach Long Beach Laugh Factory. And it's my first time. I'm going to do 20 minutes. And, to people at home sitting at home go, 20 minutes. Give me a break. It's nothing. I'm telling you, man.
20 minutes is a long time.
It really is.
For the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. But, I was just there. I was at Long Beach Laugh Factory Saturday night with Dr. Ken.
Dude, how did
another
that go,
very talented actor.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And Kenny also came from stand-up, though.
He did
stand-up first, and then he got into acting and
became
a great actor. But it went great.
I heard it was like standing room only, like 600 people. It was insane.
Packed. Yeah. And we plugged your show.
That was nice. Thank you for doing that.
It's my pleasure. And the crowd was excited to hear you were going to be there. And what I like about it is that Kenny's having a ball.
Yeah.
He did his sitcom, and we loved the sitcom, but it got taken off the air, as a lot of times happens. And he was sitting around trying to figure out what to do next. And then he jumped back into stand-up, and now he's having a blast again.
Yeah, man, it's because you can just be creative at any moment. You can just, and every day I was just sitting around with a bunch of dudes and we're just laughing our asses off. They look at me and they're like, why aren't you putting this in your show? I'm like, done. And it's going right up Wednesday. And it's like, that's what's kind of fascinating. You're doing what you and your friends think are funny, and then let's see if they think it's funny. And also for me, selfishly, I got to be honest with you, because I've been an actor for so long, and it's my job to play characters as authentically as possible and to never judge my characters.
Right.
And even if you don't have the same ideology as them, I'm just a stage actor from Chicago. I'm not a money-hungry, reactive, crazy agent, but I have to embrace him, that character with all I got. And now is a chance for me to get up in front of an audience and be myself.
Be you.
And for them to see who I am, what I think is funny, what my life has been, the insights and the journey and all that. And it's incredible. I'm just blessed.
Man, I'm glad to see you're having so much fun with it.
Yeah, I really am. Now, I'm viciously mediocre.
Wow.
And don't get me wrong.
So am I.
Oh, no, listen to me, Mike. No, but you have slept your way to the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
And you are doing an incredible job.
It's exactly true. I don't even know if it's quite the middle, but.
I was reading up about you, and Jay was bragging it like, one of my favorite bands in the world is Van Halen. And how is it possible that you broke the? Did you break those guys? Is that possible?
Well, it is.
It is possible.
Yeah, I did.
You broke them psychologically, or
that would be harder. No, I did actually have some. I helped them out a little at the beginning. Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible.
Well,
I just really quickly, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm asking a question about yourself and cutting you off. I was front row. I'm such a big fan. It's ridiculous. I was front row when they made their comeback recently in the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and they hadn't played ever on live television. And David Lee comes out there with his mic stand and he's twirling it around and doing his brilliant, I don't know if he's doing capoeira. I don't know what was happening, but he broke his nose.
Cut his nose off, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm with my buddy who's a recently retired UFC fighter. And he goes, as soon as it happened, he goes, his nose is broken. It's done. And they just,
and rock and roll is actually more dangerous than UFC.
It is. That's a great T-shirt, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he played through, and they're genius.
Well, they are genius, and what a band, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan, too. Everybody is. Well, that's one of the things about radio, especially back in those days. It was a little bit more, a little less structured. So you could maybe break a band every once in a while. And
can that happen today?
It's tough. It's tough. There's a couple bands that are starting to, that this station is getting behind, that are happening. Greta Van Fleet.
Rival Sons.
Yeah, Rival Sons. And
I love Rival Sons.
Yeah, they're
actually
really
great
band. And so a little bit, but back then you could really kind of go off the charts every once in a while.
Especially when they climbed in your window.
Well, that was my story, is that David Lee Roth used to climb up the fire escape, climb in through the window, and then kick in the door in my studio, and he'd go, play my test pressing, bro. And I'd be like, get out of here, man. I'm doing a show.
He was really climbing the building for real?
Yeah. And we had good security. And then later, I'd go, okay, all right, because he kept doing it. So I go, all right, just to get him off my back, I played Ain't Talking About Love.
Oh, man, are you serious?
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Goes to show you, squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Well,
isn't he also like a licensed paramedic, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that guy is kind of fascinating.
Yeah, he's got the heart paddles and he'll go, you might as well jump.
There you go. It's good stuff, man.
I'm putting that in the act.
There you go.
Well, so you're really enjoying the stand-up.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. I'm having a blast and getting better.
I want to ask you about Ari, though. Did you have agents like that you base that character around?
Well, I mean, I didn't talk about it at the time, but my agent actually was Ari. It was Ari Emanuel, is Mark Wahlberg. He's Mark Wahlberg's agent. Yeah. And, you know, there was a drama and E and a turtle and all those guys that, so it all comes from a very authentic place.
Right.
Yes. And I was basically playing him. And, you know, he is, a brilliant businessman,
top
Ari
agent,
Emanuel.
Yeah,
he is. He's doing his thing. So yeah, I got a you know, I was, unbeknownst to myself, I was doing research
with your own agent. Yeah.
Yes,
that's awesome. Now I also read in the Google that you like Keith Moon and you wanted to play. Did you want to play Keith Moon in something?
I still want to play Keith Moon. I'm one of those people that will never give up a dream. I just will just keep going. I was playing the drums tonight just before I got here. So I got a kid.
So you are a drummer.
I am a drummer. I've been playing my whole life. And, I'm a huge fan of The Who. And he was kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you know more about the stuff than I do. I think he was one of the first guys to truly do it his way in rock and roll. And kind of push all the boundaries. If I remember correctly.
You know, he was a boundary pusher, all right. Yeah. I discovered him, too. No. but he was an amazing, a crazy person.
Yeah,
you know,
he
really lived the rock and roll lifestyle
that,
completely.
That he did. He was kind of the first one.
Well, that'd be a good part then, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
We'll do the Keith Moon story.
Why not?
Yeah. All right, guys. Jeremy Piven's with us. And, of course, Jay Davis over here, the top promoter in all of show business. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. Wow, there's Keith Moon. Throwing it down. Yeah, man. 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California. That, of course, The Who. Jeremy Piven, the very talented actor, is with us. And Mr. Showbiz over here, Jay Davis. You got your show. What's going on?
Dude,
your
I'm
Tuesday
at the Laugh
show.
Factory full time now. So, like,
you're the new booker at the Laugh Factory.
I'm the booker.
Is that when we have to kiss your ass now? Is
hey, he made me vice president.
Oh,
that's what
wow.
he put on the business card, anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Vice President, Head of Comedy Development.
Listen, Jay Davis, we tried to make it happen, buddy.
We've been killing it, man. We've been selling out shows.
I'm really glad you got that, and congratulations, man.
We got a big Tuesday show
coming
up,
too. Tuesday, what's going on Tuesday?
I got a huge special guest coming in. I can't even tell you who it is, but I will say this. One of my favorites ever is popping
in. I think I know
in.
Who you're talking about.
I'm not
about.
Allowed to say.
We won't say, but
she is amazing. So, or he, I don't know, could be a she, I don't know what it is.
Well
genderless.
She's
it's genderless. It's no, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I can't say who it is. I didn't even, that's why I kind of confused you with that. But, and I also got Pablo Francisco on the show as well First time doing the Laugh Factory in 12 years. This
amazing,
Tuesday.
An amazing comedian.
And Mike Young's on, that Barry Katz was raving about recently. Too, yeah, yeah. And Steve Kramer, good friend of mine that was opening up with Pablo for years. So
you got a great show there, too.
It's going to be dynamite. Don't miss it. Get your tickets. It's
Jeremy
early, 7:30.
Is going to be Wednesday night at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach.
We're going Wednesday, Long Beach Laugh Factory.
Wednesday night at the Long Beach Laugh Factory, but I'm actually just going to make it a TED Talk. Instead.
Why not?
I'm gonna. It's gonna be like. It's gonna be as thrilling as a documentary about moss. No.
Crowds always love that.
No, it's gonna. We're gonna have a blast.
You're gonna break out a little Ari, maybe for the crowd. Little Ari.
I mean,
maybe?
I think one of the things I'm gonna talk about is people's misconception about maybe who I am versus who I actually am.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about comedy. It could all change by Wednesday night. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Wednesday afternoon.
That's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah. Yes,
it's a big surprise.
All right, we're coming back with these two guys on the Fraser Smith Show right now. Fraser Smith here, 95.5 KLOS. Jeremy Piven, the actor and comedian. And Jay Davis.
Yes, indeed.
Look at him over there. He needs to think about decaf.
Jay Davis. I'm like lit. I just a Red Bull on the way here.
You don't need Red Bull. We got to stop you there. You are already pumped up and geeked up. But we love you, man. And I'm really glad you got that Laugh Factory thing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We're doing a great job, man. We're having
already.
A good time. Thanks,
and
man.
And you got your big show Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
Some very special guests.
And we're every Saturday with the Dane Cook up there on Saturday
The Dane
nights.
Cook is back.
Yeah. 7:30 shows. I'm early. I'm getting old, bro. I got to wrap it up early.
That's why I'm doing the midnight show. Now, Dane Cook, though, I love the fact that he's back.
It's great
having
him back. We've been killing it, and we've been consistent every Saturday. Actually, Jeremy's been popping his
special
guest.
Jeremy was there, too, on Saturday night.
I did a few shows Saturday night. I got to tell you, man, pouring rain, and people just lined up and packed.
Yeah.
And the shows were amazing, so we're having a great time. And the people are showing up. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
All right, so I wanted to ask you a couple things. First of all, the wrestling. I know you did a WWE Raw with Dr. Ken Jeong.
With Dr. Ken,
because Kenny was talking about it in his act on Saturday night. Was that fun?
It was incredible. You have to understand how surreal it is to be with the great Dr. Ken and John Cena.
Yeah.
And I am I'm ridiculous. I asked Cena if it was okay if I jump off the top rope and land on him. And they kind of looked at me like, I'm crazy. And I had a buddy of mine with me that kind of like was just helping me with, because I don't know anything about that world. So sure enough, I climbed up on the top rope, and I'm, you know, once you're doing it live there, it's insanity. You know, you've got 40,000 people packed, and they're just screaming at the top of their lungs. And because you're battling Cena, they want to kill you because that's their guy.
That's their guy.
So I climbed to the top of the ropes. Imagine, like, this isn't my world. Dr. Ken is dressed as a pimp, right? Now, literally, he's got a fur coat on and just blinged out. I think he had a gold grill. I don't remember exactly. And I jump off the top rope, and I'm in the air looking at Cena thinking, you know, is he ready? He's ready. And he's looking at me. He was so bored because, like, you know, I could die, and he's done this a trillion times.
Right.
He's so professional. It was like he was catching, you know, a packet of sugar. He just, like, there was nothing. And he spun me around. He grabbed poor Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken's about a biscuit over 125 pounds, right?
Right.
And he threw him out of the ring by accident.
Well, Kenny
thought Ken had broken his neck.
Everybody did. And it looked like he really got hurt on that. And Kenny says that there were some guys in rehearsal that were supposed to catch him. And then Cena threw him so hard he flew right over those guys.
He didn't realize his own strength.
Yeah. I mean, God bless all of them. Dr. Ken and I were promoting a movie we did called The Goods. And we were having just a blast, and I convinced Dr. Ken to take off all of his clothes when we were on the red carpet. And I said, brother, can you just streak past all of us? And so, you know, you know him. He's up for anything.
Yeah.
So he took off his clothes, and then they were like, no, brother, you can't. You can't do it. And then it's so funny. You look at Birdman, and people like, you know, you see Michael Keaton running around naked. It was just this incredible image. So we were ahead of our time.
Kenny started something.
Yeah,
you guys did.
Yes.
All right, so Wednesday night, what are we going to expect? You're going to talk about Moss. What else?
I'm going to get up there. What's been really fun is just figuring this act out. And I remember recently, you know, Joe Rogan said, great, all we need is another actor trying to do stand-up. And because you know there's you have to respect the space of that you occupy when you do stand up.
Yeah.
And he saw me do my thing, and he said, "Man, you're taking this really seriously," and I am. And I love it.
It's a good compliment coming from Joe.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And doesn't have to say that. And he's been doing this thing for a while because I do love comedy. I respect it. I come from a comedy background with sketch,
yeah.
you know, and improv and whatnot. And the act is going to be about, you know, observations, my life, everything, and just kind of just putting it out there and having a blast and making people laugh and sharing laughter and having an incredible time. And the great thing is as you know, at any moment, you could completely bomb or you could seize the moment.
I sure do know that.
Yeah. I mean, you have a huge reference for bombing.
Yes, I do.
And you do a really nice job at it.
I'm a pro.
No, you're not. No, you're a legend. You're a legend.
You know what? Mike wanted to ask you about The Crew.
Yes.
That was his favorite movie.
One of my favorite flicks. Yeah. The Crew.
Wow. Okay. That takes me back.
That takes me back.
Yeah. We shot that in South Beach.
Awesome flick.
Amazing.
That was great. Good. And I like Gross Point Blank.
Gross Point Blank was amazing.
Cusack's awesome, right?
Yeah, incredible. And
it's both the Cusacks.
All of the Cusacks.
All of them.
Every one of them. That was a true dark comedy.
Loved it.
And we need more of those. We need to bring that genre back. Yeah. That would be incredible. We don't have a lot of that.
Do you have some advice for a young actor or a comic trying to get into acting? What would your advice be? Take classes? What should be?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to start with classes when I was a kid. And, you know, nothing beats getting the reps in, doing it, even if it's a short film, a student film. Do it. Be around great people. Learn from them. Apprentice. Work for nothing. Grind it out. It's funny because there's a generation right now and guys come up to me and they go, "Man, what do I do? Just tell me what to do. I'm down." And they don't necessarily like to hear that there aren't any shortcuts.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's this Malcolm Gladwell, you know, theory about 10,000 hours. Like, I don't want to get that scientific about it, but, you know, and I asked some comics how long before I get really good. And they said 10 to 12 years. I said, "Brother, I'll be 200 years old. I don't have that kind of time, brother." But, you know, it's, you know, that's why I'm getting up three times a night and
same thing, right? It's just getting the reps in.
Yeah.
Same
just all about the reps.
Yeah. Get it in. Also, find yourself Jay's been a mentor. There's other brilliant comics that have helped me, and they see that I love it and I take it seriously, so they give me notes and just, you know, put your ego aside, get up there and have fun.
That's it.
Well, that's good advice right there.
He's killing it.
Because having fun is a lot of the battle.
And I love when you come to see him in Long Beach on Wednesday, his celebrity stories are great. And he's such a great actor. He impersonates these celebrities.
Oh, he's got to have the best.
It's really good
stories.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, it's funny, man.
You know, it's crazy because I keep running into Mike Tyson. Like, literally. And one time, you know, he came and did Entourage. And they used to call me for Entourage when we would have, like, guest stars or people. And I would come in and, you know, actors of legends or whatever and talk to them. And they would use me in that way. And it was my honor. And I was walking Tyson to the car. And he turned to me and he said, "You know, basically, I understand with your Entourage." And I said, "Brother, I'm good." And his bodyguard, imagine Mike Tyson. Imagine his bodyguard for a second. And also the fact that why does Mike Tyson even have a bodyguard?
Good point. So
Tyson's bodyguard looks to me and he goes, "Mike, what are you talking about, brother? This guy can handle himself." And he looks at me and he goes, "Can I swear?"
Oh.
No. Okay. He goes, this guy, he looks like he's the captain of the Jewish debate team. And I was like, "Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. That hurts me because I was never actually captain."
You weren't the captain.
I wasn't the captain. He was, and you know, it made me very sad because, you know, it's so interesting. I just realized that most of my act is dirty because I can't do it now. So you have to come Wednesday to
the Long Beach Laugh Factory. All the more reason to go on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
To the Long Beach Laugh Factory. Well, Jeremy, really great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having us, man.
You're
it's been a blast.
Amazing.
Thank you, guys. God bless
you. I'm glad you're enjoying stand-up so much, man.
Come and see us, and then we'll talk about it again.
I think the show starts at 7:45.
7:45.
Right? So come on down.
And Jay Davis is
we'll hang out after.
Tuesday night,
we got a surprise guest show. It's going to be epic. Come down, start at 7:30, get there. Get your tickets now. I recommend get them online. We're going to sell it out. It'll be a blast. And then every Saturday.
And please email Jay and tell him to book me.
Yes, now, I got to get you on the show.
Your book.
You let me know when, bro.
All right, guys. Great to see you both.
Thank you. Appreciate
love you, man.
Thanks for
Jay
having
Bird,
us.
Great to see you, buddy.
Much love,
man. 95.5 KLOS, Rock, Southern California. Frazier Smith, Frazier Smith Show. I want to thank Jeremy Piven. talented actor, and Jay Davis for joining us here. Fraser Smith Show. Look who's joining us now, though.
Jeremy Piven is undisturbably. He's handsome.
Very handsome guy.
I really was upset by that.
Yeah.
He's funny. I was. I thought something would be wrong with him, but it wasn't. He was dreamy.
And he was a nice guy.
Yeah, and on top of it, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I always kept hoping for him to be kind of like, not hoping, but wondering if he was going to be like Ari.
Right, he's not. That's when you know he's a good actor.
Yeah.
When he's this sort of unassuming, very sweet guy when you meet him.
Instead of Ari.
Instead of
very
like...
Very acerbic and...
kind of a legendary douchebag.
Yeah, he was.
And he's like when you meet him, he's the antithesis of that, which also means the opposite.
It does it?
Yes!
You are informative, my friend.
I know, I'm really good. I don't know, did you see The Shape of Water?
I didn't see it, but...
Yeah, I went to see it, and I feel great about it now, because since I saw The Shape of Water, I started putting fish back in my pants. Because for a while, it was very, very non-acceptable.
How does that feel?
Ask the fish. I just feel differently now. Now I want to get a fish. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Before, they were like, oh, what a boring...
Did you notice how it was the same fish from Creature in the Black Lagoon?
No, I... You're being very racist. I think it doesn't matter what color lagoon was.
I know,
but... Do you not have a dump button for him?
That was
I don't know. But I'd like to play gay chicken with you. I can't find a gay chicken.
You can't.
Yeah, I've been looking everywhere.
No, really?
At first you wonder where that would be. Everywhere.
In Hollywood?
Everywhere. So I saw in the newspaper they're advertising a book festival.
Yeah.
That is the worst form of a festival. Like, I... Is it really a festival if there's books involved?
No, probably not.
No, that's like
that festival. Really.
No, it's like a math carnival.
Yeah, those aren't.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I've been to a lot of those.
No, and then I got friends back east now, always complaining and bragging that, like in Vermont, how they got 14 inches in an hour. Big deal. Who hasn't?
Way to brag.
This is L.A. I mean, Jenna Jameson does that in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see us closing the schools down because Jenna got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no snow day because Jenna got snowed in.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't like to talk about it very much.
No, you
don't. I smoke so much marijuana, my mouth could be considered a pothole.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't like it where people, I go into pot stores sometimes and people go in there and they go, can I get something that doesn't make me too high? I go,
like that.
No, I don't. The voice is annoying.
First of all.
And then it's like, I got an idea. Try holding your breath and spinning around.
That'd be good. That'll get you
now
high.
Get out of the pot store and don't diminish my herb because you have a Hello Kitty metabolism.
Exactly.
It's like Diet Cheez-Its.
Yeah, that's what's the point?
Don't destroy one of the greatest things in the world. And they have
you'll eat a lot of those if you get some good marijuana.
Absolutely. If you have bad marijuana, you'll eat some of those. You'll eat the box, basically, which I think is made of the same stuff
same
with less salt.
Yeah, probably.
I think. But this season, I have eaten so many jazz apples.
You have.
I'm now addicted to heroin.
Is that really?
Yeah, I've had because of the jazz apples.
Yeah, I got
I know you wouldn't think that.
I would.
They would say side effects include, you know, bleaching your needle. It's not just crunchy and delicious, but there's some drawbacks to that.
Bleaching your needle is always fun.
Yeah, bleaching your needle is, there's also an improv group.
Yeah.
But, I've been, I have a prehensile penis, and I don't know what to do with it.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. People are like, what happened to the ashtray? I go,
is that from bleaching your needle?
Yeah. I thought it was a needle till it peed. Stop it. You shouldn't make fun of things people can't change. Frazier.
I'm sorry.
I know they have vaginal rejuvenation, but they don't have the penile rejuvenation.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's some sort of gender bias. Where's the Me Too people when you need them?
Right.
You know, nowhere. I went to
they're out bleaching their needles.
No, they're out bleaching their needles. Thank you. I went to one of those total sleep dentists, you know.
Was he asleep? Oh, sorry.
That was totally fell asleep.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. I had some breadcrumbs to that joke.
It's not your fault.
I had a bullseye on it.
You did.
It's not your fault. You're a comic.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. But my life coach wears a whistle. I don't know if that means that he's... you know, it's just, anyway.
What does that mean?
I have old school body art right now. A lot of the kids are doing it. I have old school body art. Have you heard of circumcision?
No.
Yeah, it's old school. I also used to have braces, you know. That's body art.
That is.
Yeah, but, you know, now you have to have a lightning bolt through your sphincter to even. You know, I'm working on I'm coming out with a new sequel to Birth of a Nation.
You are?
The movie, yeah, it's called After Birth of a Nation, Tokyo Drift. Yeah, what do you think?
I like it.
You do? I'm just working on it right now.
Sounds good.
I'm also thinking about being buried in a styrofoam coffin. You know, styrofoam never biodegrades.
It doesn't.
Never. So when the ice caps melt, and they will, I can float around forever, just annoying
staying
whoever's
nice and cool.
Left. Yeah. Yeah, staying cool, like a six-pack of Jew.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like just
wait
being,
a minute.
Whoops, sorry. I should know my guardrail issues. Whenever Frazier flinches, like he just touched the third rail, he's like, somebody tased Frazier.
It feels like a bleach needle.
I know, it does. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It gets bigger, but it's cold.
Uh-oh.
I do feel like if I was ever going to, you know, pose for that sort of thing, I would be in an equatorial region where it was warm. You know, if you remove all the sarcasm from everything I say, and I wish you would, Frazier.
You would have nothing.
I would be a good guy, though. People would appreciate me.
Maybe.
If you just had a filter.
Yeah, well.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I asked two questions today. Does that make me bicurious? Because I asked the one, and then I asked the other, and then I also...
Yeah.
You see? Okay.
I think so.
Can we nuke Canada?
Why would you want
to
do that?
Well, they have a pot leaf on their flag.
Yeah, I noticed that.
For one.
Yeah. Why would you want to nuke them?
Well, they wear warm clothes, and they're polite. My point is this.
The politeness gets to you. Yeah.
It gets to you. It's a facade.
It is.
Canada's a facade. It's a cover-up.
Very sarcastic country.
You know, it's a hugely sarcastic country.
Yeah.
They're very tongue-in-cheek, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And they don't even have an accent, so there's no excuse.
Eh?
Exactly. And they beat up baby seals.
They do?
Yeah, it's the one war they can win. Yeah, they beat up baby seals.
I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing.
No, you are. You're mocking baby seals.
No, I'm not.
Just because they can't applaud during your show doesn't mean that they don't have a porpoise in life.
I agree. All right, I got to go bleach my needle. I'll be right back with Randy Kagan on the Frazier Smith Show in Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Frazier Smith, Frazier Smith Show. Randy Kagan is our guest.
I am, and thank you for being here. Jeremy Piven was here. Johnny Hardwick.
Yeah,
was fantastic from King of the Hill.
King of the Hill, man.
Yeah, and that dude is a trip. Like
he's
a real trip. He lives in Austin.
Yeah.
Like he is definitely keeping Austin weird.
Have you ever been to Austin?
I have. I've been to Austin, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a trip. There's a lot of people from L.A. there, so it's kind of weird with the side order of pretentia.
Ah, yeah.
But, you know, there's like hot sauce there and rednecks.
Yeah, kind of a nice mix.
It's got its moments. They're not particularly, like, tolerant people.
They're not.
No. Like... they don't like a lot of guys who like guys, for instance.
That's
you know, me,
there.
Friction's friction. I don't care, Frazier. You
know
how
care.
I feel.
I know.
You know, I don't care.
You know, you're
you know, I you know, I don't ask, you know, gay people took the rainbow, and I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
I said not a word. I said, you know, I enjoyed the rainbow.
Right.
I'm not gay. I enjoyed the rainbow.
Right.
You took it. That's fine. I think you could have taken other things that might be emblematic of your cause, like the unicorn. There's a nice long horn there, Frazier. That's a one-stop
hadn't
gay
thought
dude
about
shop.
That,
no,
yeah.
You hadn't.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And you know what else? You don't need to. Because I'm here.
That's right.
You do enough thinking throughout the day, Frazier.
I do.
I heard that you were in thought when some of those fires burst, when the forest burst into flame.
I got blamed for a lot of that.
You got blamed for a lot of that because of your lightning quick wit.
That's what it was.
Sometimes it can hurt people.
Well, I didn't mean to.
But I like Texas. I do think that they want to build a wall, but I think we should just move Hispanics to China. There's a super, super good wall there. Yeah, super good wall.
Oh, they have a wall, yeah.
But my Hispanic friends are really good. I don't know. ¿Cómo se dice we'll go around in Spanish? But they would just walk around. Because in China, they built a wall, but it was non-committal, not like the Trump wall.
Yeah.
You know, Trump, a lot of people don't know, but last fall, his toupee saw its shadow. So that's why it's a long four years.
Is that why it is?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize why it's...
I wondered
it's
about
a long
that.
4 years,
yeah.
But that's why.
That's always.
I've been
rule.
Really depressed lately.
Now, why is that, Randy?
I don't know. I have a negative.
You don't seem like you'd be a depressed guy.
I have a negative sleep number right now.
A negative sleep number?
People are just too PC. I can't even say bummed out anymore. They're like, no, it's homeless out.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I can't get out of bed anymore. You can't mention that sexual harassment is widespread. It's just a term that people don't acknowledge it.
You just can't do that.
And I don't seem to fit in anywhere except here.
Well,
like they had a
you're
show.
In trouble.
Like that's why we're here, the land of misfit adult toys.
Yeah.
Like they had a movie about the Versace, and Versace was assassinated.
Yeah.
No, Frazier. Presidents are assassinated, not dudes that make underwear.
Oh.
He was just killed.
Oh, well, that's
I'm just saying.
Still not good.
Yeah, you got it. No, it's not good. It's absolutely not good.
Right.
But it's not assassination.
Well, okay.
It's just like a dead Italian guy. Which is fine. No, got that deep. Even millennials don't say anything normal anymore.
They don't?
No, it's not like they don't even leave. They go, I'm logging out. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Don't even.
What is that?
Yeah, just because I'm starting to think that part of their genitalia is magnetic because they have so many metal parts in there.
That's because they're logging out.
Yeah, I lost my recycling last week. I had to follow one of those millennial kids.
Uh-oh.
And then I went to get faux food. Have you seen faux food?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of that?
It's like monkey taint crossed with pretentious atmosphere in a room full of posers.
Which is never good.
It's delicious.
Is it?
They're always infusing stuff. How about infuse good service and regular good prices?
That's not, you know, a what I bad say? Idea. No.
You know, I say forget it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what, you wondered where I was going.
I wondered.
Frasier's like,
I saw the crumbs.
Is this a comedy cul-de-sac?
And I didn't know what was happening.
It's forget it.
We were lost for a second.
So, you know, I'm always trying to come up with different environmental ways that we can sustain ourselves.
You always do.
And I came up with this thing. I noticed that in swimming pools, elderly people, when they get together, they bob up and down vigorously in swimming pools. You don't, you got a few years, Frasier. When you get to, I'm getting there. Where you naturally, and they get up, and I go to the edge of the pool, and I go, hey, 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 and I get them to go really fast.
Uh-oh.
And I throw in a cup of detergent on a load of laundry.
Oh,
and this
I gotcha.
Way, I know you thought I was going to say something inappropriate about churches or sperm.
But I
said neither one.
No, this is more of a spin cycle joke.
Yeah, it's a spin cycle joke. I do clean stuff,
I
too.
That is clean stuff.
I don't think I should do that one.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways.
If you're editing, it's got to be
something weird. Yeah, it's got to be bad. But no, did I tell you that I'm going overseas to study abroad?
I didn't know. That's another thing you can't say anymore, Randy.
No,
come
you
on.
Can't say that anymore. I
knock it off.
I can't even get out of bed anymore and say anything. I'm just going to stay in bed and not even do anything. And even then, I would make mistakes.
Probably.
My wife and I, you know, it's I don't know
What's
if it's
going
legal.
On there?
Is it legal to roofie your wife?
I don't know.
No, because
let me tell you something. I'm just glad you're back together.
Thank you,
Are
buddy.
Are you back together?
No, we're back
together.
I'm dating my wife right now.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm also getting booty calls from my wife, which is kind of interesting.
That's good.
Yeah, it's nice. We're not living in the same apartment together right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of weird. But I also still get
my... It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress, but I do get my special alone time sometimes, which is good. Sometimes you just want your wife to leave so you can, you know, be with somebody that you care about, yourself.
Okay.
You know, somebody that you understand.
Yeah.
And won't say stuff like, seriously? It doesn't get any bigger?
So you don't say that to yourself?
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
I roofied myself, and it still didn't work out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Well, listen, we always love you here.
I love being here.
In the island of adult toys.
I do. And if you guys can go down to the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, it's a little far away.
Are you
going to
be down there?
No. I just want people to go to a comedy club that I won't be at. You know, anyone listening here, I want to know where they're sequestered.
That's a good club.
Yeah, like lepers. I need them there. No, I go there all the time, and I'm there like the 30th for a couple days.
Randy Lubas, our buddy.
Yeah, Lubas is a good man. And Ventura Harbor, there's clean air out there. It's a bit of a journey, but when you get out there, there's clean air.
That's worth it for that.
Yeah, it is worth it for that.
Sure.
And you don't have to buy bottled water anymore. It falls right out of the sky, you guys. Why don't you just buy a six-pack of wind? Come to Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. Watch the magic happen.
That's got to be good.
Yeah, six-pack of wind's good, unless you get it from, like, Barstow, and then you can kind of see it.
That is not that good.
And they also tell you there's no sodium in it, which is good, but there's a whole list of stuff that's not supposed to be in there, Frasier.
But you know
they shouldn't get points.
No, they should.
You know there's, fingernails and boogers. Car parts.
It's all stuff you want to when you're getting wind.
Yeah, when you're getting wind, when you're buying your six-pack of wind.
Sure. There you go. Talk about a good commercial. There it is. 95.5 KLOS of Rock, Southern California. That's Randy Kagan. 95.5 KLOS of Rock, Southern California. Frasier Smith Show. And that is Cinderella and Somebody Save Me. That's our theme song on the Puck Off Hockey Podcast. I do with Joe Bartnick every week. Check it out. On All Things Comedy. And joining us right now, man, we had a lot of guest stars here tonight, but this is the biggest. Come on, the great Diamond Dave. What's happening, buddy?
How are you?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I am in such a good mood tonight. I just was out in the trailer with Jeremy Piven.
Oh, you were?
Wow, what a good time.
Yeah?
Outstanding.
Yeah, man, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, there's a lot of big movies out. There's certainly now there have been some new films out. They say that a lot of movies don't come out during the Oscar time. They only come out in December and January generally. But there are some movies that have come out, and I went to go see them. I went to go see a brand new movie called Ted Sparrow.
It's Red Sparrow.
Oh. I knew I was on the right track. I saw this down on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay.
And listen, you know what? It was actually pretty good. This is about a talking teddy bear, Ted Sparrow, and the voice is by Seth MacFarlane. It's a really funny, funny movie. And
You know, you're seeing some of the wrong. Last week we sent you to see Black Panther and give us a review, and you saw What did you say?
I saw black panties, and I brought black panties T-shirts for everyone. I've been selling them out in Culver City.
Well, the shirts are cool.
They're doing really well. Take a look at this black panties T-shirt here. Yeah, it's got the star of black panties on there, Avi Lee Roth, my daughter.
Yeah, she's in this movie?
Yo, she's outstanding. Yow! And also in Ted Sparrow.
What happens in Ted Sparrow?
Well, Ted Sparrow is the story of a talking teddy bear that actually trains in horror school to be a Russian spy.
Oh.
And to get information out of people, it trains to be a teddy bear prostitute.
Ah.
And actually, instead of Jennifer Lawrence, they've got Joey Lawrence in
Joey's in this one? Yes,
that's outstanding. Mm-hmm. So it's an exciting, sexy movie. My favorite scene in the movie is when the teddy bear is in teddy bear training school, and he takes off all of his clothes, and he agrees to have sex in front of all the other teddy bears, to prove what a great spy he is.
Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, listen, what's going on with David Lee Roth, the movie?
David Lee Roth, the movie, well, once again, we're changing the idea. We tried a superhero theme.
Is Piven in this one?
Yes. Apparently, no one told me that Kevin Spacey... Did you hear that Kevin Spacey's in trouble?
Yeah.
Yes. We've replaced him with Christopher Plummer.
Oh,
so we're very excited about that. By the way, and I wanted to... a lot of people sometimes, they call on old Dave to keep things in check. And I wanted to make a reminder to everyone, don't forget tonight at midnight to set your clocks back.
Because now, wait a minute.
I'm right on this. I know that it started. It starts tonight at midnight.
You're wrong.
March 11th, that's when it begins.
You're wrong.
Everyone, set your clocks back at midnight. That way, you'll know when you wake up tomorrow, your boss is going to be quite surprised.
He will be.
But I wanted to make a special announcement. I'm going to be the Grand Marshal at the St. Patrick Stewart's Day Parade.
You are?
Yes.
St. Patrick Stewart?
St. Patrick Stewart's Day Parade.
He's having
there,
a parade?
Everyone's going to be wearing green and bald-headed wigs. Just bald-head wigs.
Okay.
And the David Lee Roth puppets.
What are they up to?
Well,
Do you have them here tonight?
I do, but I want to just do a quick plug for them. We are opening for the Aladdin show at the Pantages.
Are you?
Yes.
That's great.
Well, we're not quite inside yet.
Oh.
But we are performing just outside the Pantages Theater, just outside the theater. Okay. And we are going to be...
Passing the hat?
Passing the hat, we're going to be singing a whole new wallet.
Oh.
A whole new wallet! A couple of dollars there for Dave.
Nice. All right, I look forward to that.
He's getting a little welled up, by the way, for those of you listening.
I am a little bit, because that was very touching.
Yes.
All right, well, listen, I'm glad the puppets are doing well, and I'm glad you're here. We've got more we want to visit with you on.
Yes.
And,
by the way, I wanted to offer something. This
Ted Sparrow.
Ted Sparrow. What a great movie. A lot of guys in there.
Yeah.
And free butter.
Really?
At the theater. I don't know what that was all about.
Okay.
But I did want to make something. I brought you a special present here.
You did?
Yes. I have a bag of umbrellas, and I'm selling umbrellas out front. If anyone would like to get an umbrella, I'm selling them for $27.
All right. Well, that's a good deal.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to talk to you a little bit more. That's Diamond Dave, Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. There you go, Dave. I played that for you.
Thank you, man. It's about time.
Yeah, there you go. 95.5 KLOS, Soraka, Southern California. Fraser Smith Show. Diamond Dave is with us.
That's right.
And what else you been doing? You saw those movies?
Well, you know, my business manager actually was in the green room, and he came in. He was just eating all the donuts. He was just bobbing, putting his face right in the box. But he reminded me of the hot L.A. gigs I've been doing lately. That's what they call the hot L.A. shows.
Yeah.
Now, the hot L.A. shows, I usually do them all over Los Angeles. And I think last week I did, and I don't know why I didn't bring this up, I did 50 shows.
50 shows?
50 shows all over
Los Angeles area? Really?
In the Los Angeles area. Now, if you want to see any of these shows... They usually start at the North Hollywood Metro Station, and I'll get on the train, and I'll come in and say, hey, it's showtime, folks, and it's time for David Lee. And then a lot of times people will look down or yell at me or tell me to get the hell out of their face. But I don't care, because I'll just start singing a song, right? I'm your ice cream man, stop when I'm passing by. Now, if a policeman is passing by, that's when we have a different problem.
Story.
Yeah, when we have a big problem. And a lot of times I'll just go, hey, it's David Lee Roth, man. And then
what do they say? say?
They say get off the train.
Oh.
And then I go off to another car.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes I'll sell candy and little power things for your phone.
Well, got to make some money.
Got to make some money. Yeah. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. A lot of people say that the cars do smell like urine. And it's true. It's absolutely true. Yes.
They do. Okay. Yeah. Well, but you're doing a lot of shows.
It's showtime.
Yeah, man.
When I get on the train, it's showtime.
Sure is.
We go all the way to Union Station. And there, I actually did make some good money off of a guy that was asleep in the corner under a blanket.
Yeah. Okay.
All well, right. I took it from him.
Sure.
That, okay. Hey, it's a bowl. You got bowl. You got money in a bowl. It's forever.
It's anybody's. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I'm glad that's working out for you.
I mean, it's going great.
Now, can you stick around for a minute? Because I'm going to play something for you. I think you're going to love
it. We're going to do I'll Wait.
Well, we'll
Panama?
See.
Panama?
We'll see.
California girls.
All right. When we come back, you'll find out. On the Jamie's
crying?
Show, there he is, David Lee. And we're going to come back with Diamond Dave right after this.
And Jamie's
crying.
Some
of you are still asking,
what is this Sabroso thing?
Well,
it's a craft beer taco music festival. Gonna rock and roll and get our bellies full. With the Osprey Pennywise Investival.
Wrestling.
With luchadors.
The second annual KLOS Sabroso Craft Beer and Taco Festival. April 7th at Doheny State Beach.
Craft beer, gourmet tacos, luchadors, plus
live on stage.
I'm separated.
The Offspring.
Hey!
Pennywise.
The Vandals.
Unwritten Law.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
And more.
Tickets, VIP passes, and complete info at SabrosoTacoFest.com.
But don't wait. Sabroso's on its way to another sellout, bro.
Just saying.
Oh, by the way, we'll be getting there in the 2018 Subaru Outback. This may be the most adventurous Outback yet.
From the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Getting screwed by your insurance company? Don't back down. Visit SweetJames.com.
Your weekend of rock continues
The Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS, a Rock Southern California. Diamond Dave is with us, and Dave, I'm really impressed with your whole workload lately. You've been doing, you did like 50 shows on the train.
Yes, on the Metro.
Yeah, that was great.
Stop it when passing by, but make sure you have your tap card.
And then
make sure you tap, by the way. A lot of people don't tap when they transfer to other trains.
They don't.
And that's illegal.
No, that is
well,
illegal.
I found that out the hard way.
Okay. And so you saw some movies. You saw Ted Sparrow. Yeah, and then
mature subject matter, by the way. Yes,
Black panties. We really
black panties.
We were hoping you'd see black.
Well,
Panther,
I think it's really changing the way people look at black panties now.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's all like black heroes in that. All black panty heroes in that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now listen, can I play something for you?
Yes.
I think you're going to like this.
Jamie's crying.
Well, you'll see.
Panama.
All right, let's play it.
California
right
Girls?
Right now, you're going to love
this. This is off the first album or the second album?
There you go.
Which one is it?
95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. I think it's a buddy of yours, right?
What? Which one? Wait a minute. It's coming to me. Hold on. I'll remember it when I first hear my own lyric. Hold on. I come in right about...
Wait for it.
Wait, hold on.
You get lonely on your daddy's farm.
Oh my God, it's the voice of the devil!
Yeah, there goes Sammy. 95.5 KLOS, Rock, Southern California. Played that one by request for Diamond Dave. I think he appreciated that.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, now, we have a new segment. We don't know what are we calling it?
Not Played Picks.
Not Played Picks, Mel came up with. That is a song we haven't heard in a while on the radio. Is that it?
Yeah, they don't get in rotation or deeper cuts, stuff like that.
Okay, deeper cut type stuff. Okay. So, Mike, the board op, of course, the white cougar. What's his name? No, the white bronco. Mikey, what song would you like to hear?
This is one that I remember when you and I walked into the station once and Bob Coburn actually had it playing. And Bob Seger's Detroit Made. And then, yeah, you really got me into it, too, because you played it a lot as well.
It's a great song. Yeah, that's right. Bob played it first when I heard it, too, man. It's a more recent cut from Bob Seger. Here it is, Detroit Made. This is for Mike. Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. All right, Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, Detroit Made. That was for the white cougar.
Thanks, Frazier.
Kid Cougar, actually, the white bronco. All right, that was a good one. Good
Thank
pick,
you,
man.
Buddy.
I like that song. That's right, Bob Coburn turned us on to that. All right, this is our new feature called, what's it called again?
Not Played Picks.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Why don't we just call it Deep Cuts? Well, they already have something called that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry. All right, Mel's. This is Mel's. We've stooped that low many times.
Yeah.
here he is. This is Mel's pick.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is T-Rex and 20th Century Boy. T-Rex is one of my all-time favorite bands, and I love that they were always in the lyrics of other rock songs, like All the Young Dudes, he says, "Who needs TV when I got T-Rex?" And then the Who's, "You Better You Bet," it says, "And I've drunk myself blind to the sound of old T-Rex."
T-Rex, great band.
Yeah.
Here they are. Mark Bolan. On the Rock of Southern California. It's T-Rex. That's from Mel, the producer. They're a great band, man. Mark Bolan.
I love T-Rex.
Yeah, very good. All right, I like this feature. What again, what was it called?
Not Played Picks.
Oh, okay, Not Played Picks. Okay. All right, my pick. I'm going with Derek and the Dominoes.
Oh, yeah. Obscure.
I know. Well, I haven't heard this song in a while, and I kind of like it. But here it is. It's called Why Does Love Have to Be So Sad? Derek and the Dominoes. Oh. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. It's the Rock of Southern California. All right, that is Derek and the Dominoes.
Smooth.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, that's Clapton and Dwayne Allman.
So good.
Can't beat that. Fraser Smith Show, that is Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad? And that was our...
very good question.
Yeah. pick. What do we call it? I can never remember.
Not Played Picks.
Not Played Picks. All right. So Dave gets a pick, too, right? No. Dave Kaplan's here.
Yeah, he gets a Not Played Pick.
Dave Rice.
He gets Not Play a Pick?
Yeah,
he gets a pick. Sorry. You're out.
Come on, man.
No, he gets a pick.
You get a pick.
We'll do it after the legal.
No.
All right, after the legal.
Okay. Yeah.
Stick
okay.
around.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. The Rock.
The Rock of Southern California.
And the home of legendary Sex Pistols Steve Jones
and Jonesy's Jukebox.
Weekdays at noon. KLOS.
Sorry. It's late. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California. The Not Played Picks segment of the show, new segment. And, okay, for Kid Cougar, it was
Detroit Made,
Bob Seger.
All right.
Good tune, right?
I Bob Coburn. It sounded great.
Great song, right?
Yeah.
Bob Coburn turned the sound to that, the Godfather. And Mel played T-Rex and 20th Century...
Oh, nice.
Boy, yeah. It was another great tune.
And one of Bob Coburn's favorites, too.
Yeah, he loved that, too. And I like the Bad Religion 20th Century Boy, too, right? Isn't that the same title?
I think it was 21st Century.
21st Century.
Yeah,
that's right, 21st. You're right. Thank you, Dave. And
Century off, that's all.
Yeah. Story of my life. I also want to thank, good one, Mel. I want to thank my pick. Because it was
cool. That was very cool. That guitar at the beginning was just so.
Come on, that's Clapton and Dwayne.
That
Allman.
Whole record is brilliant.
Yeah,
isn't it? Derek and the Dominoes. Yeah,
I still don't know who Derek is, but yeah.
Or the Dominoes.
Right.
All right. No, we know. All right. So, what's your pick, Dave Kaplan?
Well, you guys know I love UFO and Sabbath, and then this band, Thin Lizzy, from 1977.
Yeah, Dave, great pick, bro.
I see, Dan.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy.
Brian Downey just ruling on that song. The
great,
drums.
Great drummer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man. All right, that was great. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS, and that is Never Played Picks.
Played Picks.
Oh, okay.
That works good, too.
If they were never played, we wouldn't have played those, I guess. All right, so let's pick one that we all agree on. Is that possible?
Well, let's go.
A deep cut that we all agree on?
Okay. We all love Alice Cooper.
You like?
Cooper. I can do that. Yeah.
All right, Coop. I like Coop. Everyone does. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to pick? We don't have a Generation Landslide.
No, that would be our main pick, but
we can't find it. What do we got?
Department of Youth.
Department of Youth, I love.
Not as good as Cold Ethel, though, but it's good.
Cold Ethel's good too. All right,
let's
take a vote.
She's cool in bed, but you know she ought to because she's dead. So yeah.
Well, you know all the lyrics, man. All right. I've had some. All right. Anyway. All right. Ready? We're gonna vote.
All right.
Cold Ethel.
Why is my hand only up?
Mel.
I kind of want to hear Department of Youth.
Department of Youth. You're outvoted, Mel. Sorry, bro.
Trust me. I've been used to this since 2016.
Maybe we'll play at the end. If you behave yourself, we'll play at the end of the show.
We can get them both then.
Yeah, we'll try to get them both. All right, but right now, we outvoted you.
Not a bad song.
Here's Department of Youth. What? Donny Osmond. 95.5 KLOS.
It's the best line of the song.
It is, isn't it? I love that. That's Alice Cooper and Department of Youth on the Fraser Smith Show. And that's it for never played or not played picks. Whatever. You know.
That was our group pick, right?
Yeah, group pick. And nice pick, don't you think? We outvoted Mel. That was the part I enjoyed. Yeah. All right.
Resounding 2-1.
Yeah, man. You had a good pick there with Thin Lizzy, though, man. That sounded great, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So I've got, let's see, Richie. Where's Richie? We got to find Richie. We'll find him. Oh, here he is. He's calling. He's texting me now. This is our basketball expert because, you know, right. March Madness, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's upon
Can't
us.
Wait. I love that stuff.
It's great, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your team?
Well, I'm a UCLA Bruin guy, so
they got in, bro.
They're in, yeah. I'm stoked.
You got to play St. Bonnie.
Yep.
We'll see how that goes.
I can't believe Fullerton's in too.
Fullerton is in. Yeah. Who do they play? They play Purdue. That's a tough matchup.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see, Richie. Should we just play a song and then we'll try to find Richie?
Yeah.
All right, he's
good
out there somewhere.
Up here.
All right, here we go. Cheap Trick, 95.5 KLOS of Rock Southern. Yeah, Cheap Trick, California man, 95.5 KLOS of Rock Southern California. On the line right now is our hoops guru. Come on, it's March Madness. And the Lakers were on tonight against the Cavs at home here. And our basketball expert, Richie Cantor's on the line. Richie, what's happening?
Hey, Fraze, how are you? You know, the whole excitement here in Los Angeles started Thursday night with the hot Clippers knocking off LeBron and those Cavaliers, 116-102. Carried over to tonight with the Lakers with a double dip, kind of cutting off the man's nose. LeBron James, as the fans were screaming for him, 127-113, led by a dominating performance by Julius the Beast Randle, 36 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. And Isaiah Thomas, 20 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds. Believe me, it was a dominating show by the Lakers.
You know what? I watched it, Richie, and Julius Randle was awesome.
Oh, he's phenomenal. In other words, they believe me, they really made a case for staying for next season.
Yeah.
Shouldn't let these guys go. Isaiah Thomas is rounding into shape. He's a fourth quarter player. He's a guy who closes out games. They need that guy to win next year.
Well,
anyway,
they were impressive.
Like, hey, it's March Madness.
Come on, Richie. I don't know what that was, but I'm with you, man. March Madness is exciting. Richie, who do you like? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, we got to start out with the teams that didn't make it, the Shockers. USC went down 23-11, didn't make the tournament. Neither did Notre Dame. Neither did Louisville. UCLA plays Tuesday night against the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure as the bubble game to get in the tournament. Here's what I'm looking at. I like Villanova coming out of the East, the number one seed. Virginia coming out of the South, a number one seed. Duke coming out of the Midwest, a number two seed. And Xavier coming out of the West, a number one seed in the toughest division with teams like Gonzaga, North Carolina, Michigan, and one of my upset specials, Houston. Going to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Well, you know what?
The Vegas people, Fraze, they got Villanova, the overall favorite, 9-2, Virginia 6-1, Duke 5-1, Michigan State 8-1.
Now, let me ask you something there. I'm a Michigan fan, as you know, and we beat Michigan State, I think, 3 times this year, but they're picking them over us.
Hey, you know, it comes tournament time, strange things happen. What I'm saying is, my take is this. Michigan's playing in a real tough division. Definitely the toughest division that I've had. And that's why, hey, they got a shot. I saw them play this year. You know, they can come up big. But, again, they're like a 10-1 or better to win the whole thing. It's a, you know, it's a tough tournament.
It really is.
Fun.
Who do you pick? Who do you think? Who wins it?
Hey, it's the, I got to go Wildcats. You know, I'm a Philly kid, Big Five basketball. Love the Cats. This kid Bronson, he's going to be Player of the Year. He's going to lead this team. They're strong. They're healthy. They got a great bench. They got the bigs. They got everything that's needed, and they come up in the tournament time.
Yeah, they
won it. Would be second time in 3 years.
All right, so, Rishi, you're picking the Wildcats. We got to run. But I hear you on that. I'm still going for Michigan. Come on, man. We're good.
All right, sir.
That is Richie Cannon.
Flappers.
Okay. He's going to be at Flappers. That's
you
right.
Got to tell him to stay in one spot with that
I know.
Cell
what
phone,
is he
man?
Doing? He's moving all around. All right. That is Richie with his pick. He's picking the Wildcats in March Madness. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. 95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California. 95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California. Frazier Smith, Frazier Smith Show. Joining us. My old buddy Jimmy Burns.
Hello, everybody.
From
hey,
the
David.
Ice House.
Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land.
Well done, Jimmy.
Thank
Not
you.
Not like a professional. yeah, man. Richie, he kept cutting out. I don't know what he was doing there, but it was
really.
Yeah, but he's right walking around with his cell phone.
Maybe it's Richie himself.
Could be Richie. Could
maybe
be.
He's doing a little short circuit, like.
Could
hey,
be.
You know that pig? Damn it. Anyway,
that's what it sounded like. All right, so it's good to see you, man.
Excellent to see you. So I had two shows with Mark Maron again tonight.
Did you?
Man.
Oh, man, that guy's great.
He's great. He's on his way to Europe. That's why he's working on new stuff.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
And it's fun.
I'm a fan of that guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Put me in his TV show.
Did he really?
Me and Jim Ladd.
Maron on IFC.
Yeah, and Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Although we were all in his show.
Serious?
Yeah, it was cool. He's a cool guy. So that was good shows?
Fun shows. Sold out, both of them.
Nice, nice.
But you're going to be back there with Mr. Dr. Ken again.
I was with Dr. Ken last night at the Long Beach Laugh Factory. That was amazing.
I saw the video. Him on stage and the audience going crazy.
Amazing.
Wow.
The crowd went crazy and we had a great show.
And you guys are going to be back at the Ice House, I see.
Yep. We're back there when? Tell me.
I want to say a week from Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Probably, yeah, probably.
A week from Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then just trying to keep you up to date,
Frazier. Well, thank you. Anything else I should know about my schedule?
Cristal Alonso on Thursday.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. I love her, too.
I know.
That'll be great. And then I'm at, you know, I'm going down to Fantasy Springs Casino.
You are?
Yeah, with Alan Havey, one of my favorites. We're down there next weekend.
What's the TV
out
show?
In the desert.
Alan Havey.
Well, he was on Mad Men.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's a great comic, as you know. All right, so a lot of stuff going on there.
Lots of stuff.
And I hear you saw the Red Sparrow.
I did.
What'd you think of that?
I think there was red because it was all this blood. Man, it was. They were slicing everybody up and beating. They were beating women.
What?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
You know.
Jennifer Lawrence is in it, though, right?
She certainly is.
She's hot, right?
Hey, now. You get a wonderful view of her left breast.
Well, well. Now, what about... That's her best side, by the way. what about the... the low box office, though, on that movie I saw?
Oh, I can understand it after watching it.
Really? Okay. Not
it
that
was,
good, huh?
It was, it was like it was trying to be something. I don't know. It just... I was sitting there, is this supposed to be this?
Except
long?
For the left breast, there wasn't much
the
to
the left it. Breast was great.
Right home about?
And the back nudity.
Ah, well.
Back all the way down to the booty.
Nice. So other than that, not much, right?
You can tell my high points.
I guess so, right? Kind of like the Shape of Water. You
a Shape of Water?
Yeah,
love
the
Shape of Water.
The bathtub scene was your favorite. And I can see why.
And I love Jennifer Lawrence, and I appreciate what she does, but I've been sitting there. I just didn't buy it for some reason. I don't know. Now watch her come beat me up.
Yeah, anyway. You're going to get beat up for that review.
Man, it was, I'm going, is it supposed to be this slow?
Well, you know what? Didn't do well in the box office.
Yeah.
So, and they were a little disappointed.
Black Panties is still beating it, huh?
Black Panties is beating a lot of things. All right, how about March Madness?
How about that March Madness?
Come on, man, your team didn't make it. Nebraska, they're going to the NIT.
Are they?
Yep.
Well, at least they're going somewhere.
Well, yeah.
They're getting to pack up and get out of Nebraska for a little bit. Hey, do you know where they're going? Which city?
Well, You'll see. No, I don't know.
Sorry, buddy.
I don't know.
Michigan. But,
Michigan's in there. Michigan State.
Yeah.
Is in there. I'm looking forward
USC
to
USC didn't get, it got
did
snubbed.
Did not get in. They got snubbed.
I heard the headline.
Yeah. That wasn't good. I don't know what happened there. UCLA's in, though.
They have, really?
Yeah, they play St. Bonnie. They're on a bubble game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that's, well, we'll see what happens there. But should be a good tournament.
Yes.
You got a pick?
No.
Okay. Jimmy, thanks for being so helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with you, buddy. I'm going to follow the Michigan.
There you go.
You know, right. Forget this Michigan State thing.
Yeah, exactly. We beat them three times. How do they rank them ahead of us? I don't get it. They're a different bracket, but, you know. All right, anyway, but thank you for...
You're welcome.
Now, this was interesting. Northwestern.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
I did not.
They played Vandy in a play-in, one of those play-in games.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy on Vandy made a critical error at the end of the game to cost him the game.
You mean like a Chris Webber thing?
Kind of, yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
He fouled the guy when he wasn't supposed to foul the guy, like one of those purposeful
ones. No.
Yeah. And everybody, even the guys on his team, I mean, on the other team, were like, dude, what were you doing?
Dude.
Even Northwestern was saying, why did he, what happened?
Hey, just think, you're going to be famous now.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who you were until
all
tonight.
All the real wrong reasons. I was watching that Fab Five, you know.
Should we make, should
30
we?
30 30, and they showed Chris Webber's mistake.
Should we remind the audience what Chris Webber did? He called timeout, right?
Yeah.
When they could have run the clock out and won the game.
Exactly.
And he'd call, time!
Will never be. He'll never live that down.
No.
Also, Tiger Woods.
How about that?
Action. How about that?
Yeah. Getting ready for Master.
Yes, he is, my friend.
The Masters. Pardon me.
There you go. Yeah. but he played pretty good.
He did. How about that? I didn't think we'd ever see Tiger Woods again unless it was a mugshot or something.
The way. Well, good point, Jimmy. That's probably. Yeah, but.
Well, I mean, allegedly, what he was happening.
Allegedly.
There.
Sure.
Maybe yeah. Employee of the Week at a Winchell's.
Possibly.
No. Where was he dating the waitresses?
The Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Keep track of these things. Come on, Winchell's.
Was it a Waffle? Yeah, Dave.
Waffle House.
You know,
Jimmy, you're supposed to keep track of that stuff. All right. Yeah.
Dave, yeah, no kidding. He was.
That's really low ball, by the way, for a billionaire. What
well,
are you doing?
When you're living with a supermodel.
I guess that's
sometimes
right.
You just like to go for dirty gravy or whatever they call it.
Dirty gravy. Yeah.
Onions with or without.
Without.
The Waffle House. Yeah. I ate there once.
Did you? What'd you think?
I was sitting between two I can't tell you the comics' names. They were big guys.
Big comics?
And they put me between them and they said, we'll show you how to pace yourself. And they ate for, we ate there all morning and they just kept, it was amazing.
Wow. Nice visual. Yeah. All right. Listen. How about, did you see Jack Nicholson at the Laker game?
I did. Did you see, it looked like somebody didn't recognize him. They were checking his ticket.
What?
It was
well,
just
he hasn't
a brief
been there
shot.
In a while.
I didn't. That's true. It was good to see him.
Yeah, I thought so. And he was with Lou Adler, the big record movie producer.
Yeah. Do you think he was there for because the Lakers are fun to watch now or because
I think
LeBron
so.
Was in a town and he's trying to tease him, entice him himself?
Could it be either one of those? But Lakers look good.
They did. They're fun to watch.
Julius Randle's a monster.
Yeah.
He looked great. And also, you know who else was with Lou Adler and Jack Nicholson?
I do not know.
Money Mayweather.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I saw him. I didn't realize he was there. I mean, I knew he was at the game. I didn't know they were together.
Money May was in the house.
Wow.
Just throwing money out.
No.
He was making it rain at courtside.
Laker girl's going out there and he's just,
yeah, just throwing out hunters, man. Yeah.
Money, it doesn't work that way here.
Well,
they're going to keep their tights on, buddy.
You keep throwing those hundreds, anything can happen, you know?
Good point.
Yeah, even Jennifer Lawrence.
Even Jennifer Lawrence. She's got a great left side.
Well, I'll be the judge of that, Jimmy. All right, Jimmy Burns is with us. 95. I got to tell you a funny story off air, and then we'll tell it again when we get back.
I love that.
Come on. 95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California.
You just can't.
You can't, right, Dave?
Nope.
You can't.
The loudest concert
in your face.
You're ever going to go to.
Yeah. That, it actually was the loudest one I ever saw in my life.
Right?
When I was 16 years old.
Come on.
You know, we have those giant columns. We have those giant columns, and that was the we were the loudest.
I don't think so, Dave.
Have you seen our giant 12-foot-tall columns?
Yeah, I have, but I got a top motorhead. Hey, by the way, that's David Lee, and joining us also, Jimmy Burns.
Yay!
From the Ice House.
Back together again.
Yeah, you guys make a good team because the whole gang at the Ice House Comedy Club were telling me, they were listening last week when they were leaving the club, and they go, that Jimmy and David Lee Roth are a great comedy duo.
You know what I have to say to those guys? Is I'm your Ice House man, stop it when I'm passing by.
All right. We're all making our picks, Dave. You think of something you want to play. I'm sure it's going to be a Van Halen cut, but go ahead and think of something. And
no, Jimmy, there's something off of Skyscraper.
Well, okay.
My solo album.
All right, maybe. We'll see if we got it.
Well, you don't, do you guys have that?
I don't.
I have it right here in my pocket.
Doesn't that go with seldom played hits?
Probably. There you go.
Not pick.
Picks. Picks.
Never played picks.
Never played picks.
All right, Jimmy, so what did you come up with?
Well, I'm thinking old school. I'm thinking Jimi Hendrix. How about Come On, Let the Good Times Roll?
Jimi Hendrix? Oh, I like that song by Hendrix, though. Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to play it for Jimmy now? Do we play for Jimmy now? Dave, is that okay with you?
I don't know. It'll probably be some Sammy Hagar.
No.
Bald. Did you know he's bald, by the way, under there?
He is.
Did you know that?
No, he's
not. And a wooden leg.
Wooden leg?
Wooden leg.
Don't start rumors.
Bald.
You're so
prosthetic?
Wrong.
Bent penis. Oh. Big bent animal.
Man, Mr. Hendrix, rocking.
Nice.
95.5. Well, that was a nice pick, Jimmy.
Thank you. I almost changed the spelling of my name when I was a kid for Jimi Hendrix. I just would like to say you have to rename this segment.
Well, why is that?
Because these seldom played picks have just been played.
Okay. Good point,
I'm
Jimmy.
I'm really impressed with you.
I did love that last Jimi Hendrix tune.
Okay. That was good, wasn't
there
it?
Was, well, there were some lyrics that were left off the end of that.
Okay.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar doesn't pay his taxes. The end. That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
All right, all right.
Now, listen. Did you guys didn't know that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the original Jimi Hendrix
did
lyrics.
Did not know that. Well,
he played those at Woodstock, and he set it on fire.
Okay, yeah. All right, so, by the way, Jimmy, Dave, your buddy Dave here saw a couple of movies. He saw, what did you see, Ted Sparrow?
I saw Ted Sparrow.
Ooh.
Now, Ted Sparrow, as you know, is the story of a cute little lovable teddy bear.
Really?
Yes, and it joins the Russian spy, and he becomes a prostitute.
What?
And he has to get information out of people by giving them sex.
Whoa!
And the voice is done by Seth MacFarlane.
Ah.
And he goes in the Ted goes as a long naked sex scene with Joey Lawrence.
Whoa!
Not Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
Yes, it's really.
That is
there
right.
He is.
I'm not
see
his spending $12.50 for that.
Yeah,
I don't think I will either.
It's like Full House. It's like Full House, but with a stuffed animal and prostitution.
Okay, now what about? That actually sounds pretty interesting. Now what about?
Now that would be the Fuller House.
That would be
yes,
very,
it would
much fuller. Now Jimmy,
yes,
I did the Olsen Twins.
Jimmy, well,
what
more than we? All right, now listen.
Salt and Pepper too.
Yeah, okay. So. He also saw, instead of Black Panther, we sent him to see Black Panther, and he saw Black Panties.
Whoa.
Yeah, several times.
Hey, Jennifer Lawrence had Black Panties on.
He kept...
In the red...
Oh, did she?
In the red blood.
You
shed.
Saw this
I was
times.
Right... You know, let me... And I want to give a shout-out to my good people down at the Pussycat Theater on Hope Street.
He's hoping for some comments.
They gave me free butter all night long, and I did sit there. You know what's interesting?
Did you get some popcorn, too?
No. But I did watch Black Panties. Me and a guy named Ernest that was in the theater. Not who you're thinking of. I know you're thinking Ernest Goes to Jail. What a great, what a classic.
That could have happened too.
You know, I don't understand
it was
why.
A classic.
Why didn't Ernest ever get a TV show? That would have been good.
He didn't have one?
Yes.
Did he have a brief? I think it was brief.
He did have one.
And the. Well, yes, did he? Well,
there he goes again. All right,
it kind of reminds me of Dave TV.
It's all that free butter.
Now, what about that? What about the David Lee Roth puppet?
Well, I just happen to have them. Cue the music, Dave.
Okay.
Oh, wait till the sun goes down. All right,
got to do his own theme music.
Yes. All right, I'm taking out the David Lee Roth puppets here, and here is one of my beautiful Dave. Look at this David Lee Roth puppet covered in tattoos, just like the actual David Lee.
Yeah.
And here's my Sammy Hagar puppet. It's got a wooden leg, it's bald, and it's raping someone.
Can I get
it? It's true. It's based on a true story. And also, here's a scene between David Lee Roth and the CHP officer puppet. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, woo, wee, wee, woo. Hey, I'm getting pulled over. It's the CHP. Hey, CHP man, stop when I'm passing by. Hey, what's going on? Well, David Lee, are you the real David Lee Roth? Yes, I am. Boy, you certainly are bald. Well, that's it. Well, I'm actually still him. So how can I help you, Mr. Officer? Well, it certainly smells like marijuana in your car. Well, didn't you know that marijuana is legal? Not in the car. You're getting arrested. Yeah, got it bad. I got 3 to 5 days in L.A. County Jail. Yeah.
And scene.
And scene. Yeah.
Nicely done. That was good, huh, Jimmy?
That was wonderful. Yeah. So they don't give Emmys for radio.
They should.
You want me to do it again?
With a performance like that, my friend, no, I think we're fine.
Okay. But by the way, Sammy Hagar wears dresses.
It's your turn to pick a song, though.
What?
Seldom played hits.
Picks. Oh, picks.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, seldom played picks.
Yeah. It's only my show. I don't
know. Whatever I want?
Yeah, whatever you want. Whatever song you'd like to hear that you don't hear enough of on the radio.
Seldom played picks.
There you go.
Well, the song that they're going to play at my funeral.
Uh-oh.
Just a Gigolo.
All right. You want to hear that, really?
Of course.
All right, here you go. This is for Diamond Dave on 95.5 KLOS.
What version is this? Okay, wait. I this is one of my old ones. It's coming to me now. Hold on. Yep. Here comes the intro, and... it's the voice of the devil! Oh, my God!
Jimmy, I told you not to play that.
Illegitimate right. Children.
That was that was Yankee Rose for Diamond Dave. 95.5 KLOS, the Rock Song, California. Frazier Smith Show. Sorry, Dave. He's really angry. All right.
That's the lyrics at the end. He goes, illegitimate children, those are mine. Yes.
I know. All right, listen, Tanya Estrada's with us. Hi there, honey.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Frazier. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I can't believe it's Diamond Dave.
Right? Check this out. I do the split. Oh, my back!
don't do that. Don't
you know
do that
I
to
like
yourself.
Old.
Well, you're in luck.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jimmy's here, too. Jimmy Burns. We're coming back with the whole gang on the Frazier Smith Show right after this. It is Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Frazier Smith Show. Jimmy Burns from the Ice House is here. And Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave.
Hello.
Dave, good to see you. And now Tanya Estrada.
Live before your naked streaming eyes.
You guys seem to be hitting it off pretty good there.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I love me so 1987, boy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. I think you're giving them too much credit.
By the way, did anyone catch the number for the Viagras, the 40?
I wrote it down. I got it.
Oh, good. Give it to Sammy Hagar, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, he does. He's impotent.
I know.
There's only one impotent guy. There's only one impotent guy named Sammy.
Dude. We get it. Okay. Tanya, how are you? What's been happening?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Diamond Dave in the house.
It's amazing.
I never liked Sammy Hagar anyway.
That's right.
So you know.
Who does? No one does.
No wonder you guys are hitting
Tanya's
it off.
Kissing up right away.
The band went downhill there. That was the end of that band.
Well, it is cool to have him in studio.
Tanya,
I
heard
guess.
He doesn't pay his taxes.
That's right. He needs illegitimate children. And
thanks for bringing that up again. Jimmy.
He wears two eye patches, by the way.
Yeah. That's a good look. Well, not for him. Okay. So, anything else? What's happening in your career?
I have some very exciting news.
Oh, geez.
That I can halfway share.
Okay.
I've been on.
Let's try the half that we can share.
Okay.
Nope, that's it. That's the half she's sharing. That's all of it.
Oh, okay.
I have been on the lot of Warner Brothers for the last 2 months working as an actress on a show that is being very highly promoted right now for the season premiere of season 3.
Oh.
Yes.
Can you guess what that might be, Dave? Hmm.
It's on TNT.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
It's on TNT. Third season.
Third
Sounds
season.
Like.
TNT.
How many syllables?
TNT.
Five.
Fuller House. No. Not Fuller House.
And it stars Ellen Barkin.
Oh, the Ellen Show. No. The Ellen Show's on the Warner Brothers lot.
Yeah. It is.
It's called Ellen, right?
It is called Ellen.
Ellen Barkin.
You were on there not long ago.
Yeah, me and Al Pacino.
Doing your sword dance. That was good.
Yes.
Well, can you tell us what it is? You can't
How
say.
About next week? I tell you next right. week what it is.
But congratulations.
Thank you. But I also can tell you, I got picked up for a talk show, a Spanish Latina talk show.
You did?
I did.
Fantastic.
And I'm one of the main co-hosts that intros
fantastic.
People
wow.
in and out. So
is just, it mild or spicy?
It's spicy.
Let's say something in Spanish then, like you're doing an intro.
Oh.
Intro Diamond Dave.
Oh, like,
Diamond
Dave. Yeah, do something for me. Like, I'm just about to come out on stage, and then all the people are going crazy, and they're going insane, and then you say...
Ahora tenemos al famoso cantador de Van Halen, David Lee Roth.
Right, that means the restrooms are located in the back area.
No, right. On the left.
Oh, there you go.
To the left, to the left.
Spanish won three years in a row, and you still can't figure that out.
Oh, well.
It's spicy.
All right, let's come up with your pick. Your seldom heard pick. Is that what we call it, Jimmy?
Yes, that's what we call it, Frasier.
Yeah. My cell didn't hurt.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, I want
I've only been told 12 times.
Oh, speaking of seldom heard, Sammy's deaf in one ear.
Okay. What's your pick there?
Judas Priest.
Oh, okay.
Judas Priest.
What do you want to hear?
What are we doing, Dave?
Breaking the Law.
Oh, very familiar.
They open for me.
This would be your pick. Tanya Estrada. Frasier Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. It should rock.
Yeah. Here we go. Wow, wow, wow.
Judas Priest for Tanya.
Yes.
Breaking Estrada, the Law.
That's for you.
Yeah, it is.
That's a perfect, perfect song for you,
perfect
my friend.
Song. Yeah.
I don't want
okay,
to say
okay, so
that.
It's not Ellen. What show is it?
Keep guessing. You said Ellen three times.
All right. David Lee Roth.
Jimmy Burns
Puppet
is
show.
Here.
Hello.
And Diamond Dave is with us.
That's right. Breaking the Law.
Yo.
You know, the gang at the Ice House just loved it that you were on last week. They
well,
kept
thank
talking
you.
About it. Yeah.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone at the Ice House. I do a little cleaning there on Thursdays in the morning.
Someone's got to. Now, what about who's your pick for March Madness, Dave? Do you have a team?
I like the Lakers.
Okay. I think that's a good pick. That's a good one.
That was today.
They're coming together.
By the way, once again, for those of you that did not listen in the last hour, I want to remind everyone to set those clocks back tonight at midnight.
No.
Remember to do
no,
that, dude. Because this is the time. No, yeah, I know. It's today. It's
no,
okay.
It's,
isn't he funny? He's hilarious.
You're
but I'm just quite
again,
honest.
Bro.
No, you're wrong.
Okay. All right. Everyone's going to be late for work.
So what are you saying? It's
you know, Sammy
back.
Was late all the time, by the way, for the show.
Well, Sammy was
the
always late.
Leave
yeah,
Sammy alone, late. Will you? Come on. All right, let's thank everybody. It's time.
Yay.
Thank everybody.
Yes.
Jimmy Burns. Yeah, thank you,
Jimmy.
You're
yeah.
with Mark Maron tonight. What's coming up this week?
Maja Brani Saturday night.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Two shows.
We love Maja.
7 and 9.
He's fantastic.
Yeah,
that'll
Cristela Alonso Friday night.
And Cristela with me on Thursday, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, very good. I will be, I'm going to be in Fantasy Springs.
Wow.
Mel used to run that casino. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Into the ground.
And
yeah.
I, yes, and I'm going to be in the Metro Red Line tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll be playing.
Doing 50 more shows.
It's showtime when the doors close. It's time for a special song from David Lee.
Showtime never stops.
When you
That's
say
right.
Fantasy Springs, I always hesitate because it sounds like a strip club to me.
Well, it is. No, I'm down there with Alan Havey. It should be.
Oh, Alan Havey.
At the
That's
improv.
Right.
It Mad should
Man.
Be fun. Yeah, great show. All right. Johnny Hardwick, we want to thank him.
Yeah, Johnny.
He's fantastic. From the King of the Hill show. Barry Katz, the King
Barry
of Show
Katz.
Business.
Barry Katz.
Helpful information there. Jeremy Piven, the actor.
Wow.
Comic. Yeah. He's doing the show. He's now doing comedy, and he's at the Long Beach Laugh Factory
Long
on Wednesday.
Beach. All right.
Richie Cantor, the basketball expert. He was there talking about the March Madness. One guy clapping at Jimmy. Okay. Hold on a second. Mel Garcia.
Mel Garcia!
Yay, man.
Jay Davis.
Mel Garcia is going to be
Jay
at the...
Davis as well.
Yeah, Mel Garcia is going to be at the Old Spaghetti Factory. I am going to be opening for him, and also the headliner is Stephen Bishop.
Oh, Stephen Bishop.
Yes,
yeah,
doing sailing.
It's a great lineup right there.
Nice.
All right, let's see. Dave Kaplan.
Dave Kaplan.
Fantastic. I didn't say his name right, but...
It's not Dave Kaplan?
No. Nice try, though.
Howdy, Kaplan.
And of course, I've been saying Dave Kaplan all this time. It's not Dave... Like Kaplan Crunch, no?
No. Nice try, though.
Dave Kaplan Crunch. Just let that roll off your tongue. Isn't that good?
Keep working on
Dave
that.
Dave Kaplan Crunch.
I just want to thank Mike
Kid
Fox.
Kid Cougar. I said it right.
You did for once.
Yay.
The White Bronco. And I want to thank him. Did a great job. Who else, Mel? What else we got?
Randy.
Tanya, of course, Tanya Estrada.
Tanya Estrada.
Thank you.
The lovely Tanya Estrada. And congratulations on getting your TV shows.
And being on
thank
the Ellen
you.
Show.
And,
thank you.
I hope people
Taylor
can find it.
Taylor Brooks. We've got to thank Taylor Brooks.
Oh,
Brooks.
My God.
I think I saw him in the green room. He was here earlier. And Nicole, of course. Let's see.
Randy Kagan.
Just a gigolo everywhere I know he's playing.
He actually is just a gigolo.
Yes, he is.
And not a good one at that. All right, so let's see. Who else we got?
Diamond Dave.
Yes!
What? Stop him when he's passing by.
Stop when he's passing by.
Folks. All right, Dave, this is for you. We want to wrap things up. We want to thank everybody for joining us. Anything else, guys? Any old business, new business?
New
cover.
Let's all take a vote not to play Sammy Hagar anymore. How's that?
All
favored?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
it's ratified.
So this is for you, my friend. This is for Mel's abstaining for once. All right. This is for Diamond Dave. We thank you all for joining us on the Frasier Smith Show. We'll see you next week. We are out.